BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Okay, to touch pass Richie for an open three. Knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU versus Kansas State. Here's Jason Shepherd.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Boy, do we have a good one tonight. The BYU Cougars back at home, hosting the red-hot Kansas State Wildcats. And BYU's feeling pretty good after snapping its two-game losing streak. The Cougs rallied in Morgantown to knock off the West Virginia Mountaineers on Tuesday night, 73-69. Over the final 6 minutes of that game, BYU went on a 17-7 run and picked up its seventh Big 12 win against five losses. Coach Young, after the game, said it was the best team win of the year. And it's hard to argue that. The freshman, Yegor Demon, scored a game-high 16 points, nine of which came during that 17-7 run. It was also a good night for fellow freshman Cannon Catchings, who finished with 11 points. And while no other player scored in double figures, you had contributions from just about everyone, which goes back to what Coach Young said about the team victory and just how important that was to see that aspect of the win. It's a great springboard, certainly, into tonight's matchup that now looks way more dangerous than it did a month ago. I think, like everyone else, I probably wrote off K-State after they started out on the six-game losing streak. But right now, they're on a six-game winning streak. The Wildcats won their first Big 12 game of the season versus Cincinnati. So the first one they played, they beat Cincinnati, but followed that up with six losses in a row to start conference play 1-6. Now they're 7-6, and to make the six wins in a row even more impressive, here's who they came against. They beat West Virginia, Oklahoma State, at Iowa State, at Arizona State, home against Kansas, and then most recently Tuesday night at home against Arizona. This K-State team has five wins this year against top 25 teams. After such a disappointing start to Big 12 play, they are killing it right now. Kansas State has four players that average between 11 and 13 points per game, led by David Gasson. He also comes into tonight's game shooting 65% from the field. And I can throw out a bunch more stats about what each Wildcat player is doing, but all anyone needs to know is this team is on fire right now and finding ways to win. This is a massive home game for BYU tonight. It's one I have been looking forward to for a couple of days, to say the very least. These two teams played twice last year, with both teams leaving, both home teams leaving victorious. Tonight's matchup's the only matchup between the Cougars and the Wildcats this year during the regular season. And just a moment ago, I referenced Coach Young's feelings about the previous win being the best team victory of the year. That was a question that I posed to Dallin Hall and asked him how the game at West Virginia showcased this BYU team.
Yeah, I thought we all bought in as a team to what we're trying to do, both when we were on the court and off the court. We've realized that going on the road, like, no one's rooting for you. And although BYU, you know, travels well, like, we have to bring our own energy and we got to bring our own juice. And so I thought we really did that as a team on the bench. And then when we were on the floor, there was no ego. It was just play for each other. And when mistakes are made, just move on to the next play. And then you see it in the box score, is like everyone who came in came ready to play, had an impact. And I think that's just a compliment to the kind of guys that are on this team, that everyone's ready to step up, guys like Mihailo and Trey Stewart. So that was huge.
I know you guys will always look to improve no matter what, even if you think you've played a really, really good game. I know there's always things that you guys will want to improve on. But how close do you think you are to being where you would want to be with less than a month left in the regular season?
Yeah, I think we're definitely trending in the right direction. I think we're close. We still have some areas to improve. And it's scary because I think we actually have a lot of aspects that we could get a lot better in. And so the kind of team we can be is a scary team, but we just got to take it day by day and lock in for Kansas State and prepare for that matchup. But I think we have a lot of potential. I think we're close to playing at the level we need to be at. Yeah, just having fun along the way.
Is there one thing that you feel maybe may be the most important thing that you guys need to improve on right now? Is there something that stands out more than the others?
There's kind of two that jump out is rebounding the basketball, offensively and defensively, and then protecting the basketball. So those are two things that jump out to me and something that we've talked about as a team. And so I think we dial in on those. We give ourselves more possessions. And with the kind of guys we have on this team, that's going to give us the best chance at winning.
This is BYU's second season in the Big 12 and obviously yours too. How have you and those that played last year approached this conference season having some knowledge of what to expect?
We just tried to get the guys ready who haven't played in it through practice, like, you know, when the effort wasn't at the standard or the physicality, because this is a super physical league, just letting guys know, like, hey, this doesn't cut it. If we really want to accomplish the things that we said we want to accomplish at the start of the year, then we got to pick those things up. And so I thought all the guys who are new here or haven't played in the Big 12 have done a great job of responding to that. You know, obviously there's no teacher like experience. And so we've also learned along the way, and just the mindset of every game is a must win, right? It's like every game is you bring your best. There's no off nights, and any team can beat any other team on a given night. So you got to bring it.
Well, let's stay on that line of thought there. Every season's always going to be somewhat different. No year is the same, you know, from one year to the next. Obviously, there are four new teams this year, and that makes things different right there. But have you noticed any differences in conference play this year versus last, or has the play and the competition been about the same as it was in 23-24?
I'd say it's been really similar. I'd say the physicality has been, you know, just like last year, if not even more physical. I think with the additions of some of those teams like Arizona, you know, some of the other teams, like the league just got better. You know, there's obviously a couple teams at the top that we're chasing after. And so, yeah, it's kind of similar approach. No nights off, super physical, and you got to bring your A game every game.
I wasn't planning on asking you this question, but for some reason it popped into my mind because it's something that I look, and maybe I'm just stupid for thinking this, but when we wear our BYU gear and, you know, you notice it's got the Big 12 logo on it, I take a lot of pride in wearing that Big 12 logo because I know what it took for BYU to get into this league. Do you still sort of sit back and go, wow, I'm in the Big 12? Like, it's still a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a privilege to play in a Power Five conference, and especially one that's as renowned as the Big 12 for basketball. Super grateful, like, to the guys who came before us who made it possible. You know, super sad about the passing of Jake Schaaf recently, and our heart goes out to him and his family. But those are the kind of people who provided this opportunity for us, and it's up to us to go make the most of it and enjoy it, right? Because it goes by fast, and so you really got to just enjoy the moment and bring it every day. And so I thought that's what we've done, and I'm just got a lot of gratitude for the people who made it possible.
Well said, Dallin. That was great. You'd be hard-pressed to find another team as hot as Kansas State right now. This should be a fantastic matchup. What areas have your attention the most when you guys look at the Wildcats?
Yeah, they're scoring the basketball at a really high rate these last couple games. They got two elite playmakers in Hawkins and the point guard, Doug. And so we're dialing in on some schemes on how to slow them down there. And then, like we said, winning the rebound battle, taking care of the ball, and then playing with pace. You know, we're at home. We got our crowd, the elevation. So all those things allow us to be in a position to really maximize what we're good at, and that's playing fast. And so we're excited. You know, it's a challenge. It's an opportunity. And we get to play in front of our home crowd. And so all those things just lead us to have a lot of excitement and to go out there and embrace the moment.
You know what it looks and feels like when the team's clicking on all cylinders. So from your perspective, explain what you guys are doing in those moments when it's all coming together.
I think everyone's just playing for each other, and everyone's playing freely and instinctual and ball strong. So that's something we've talked about. A lot of teams are trying to pressure us. We have such great shooting that they're trying to deny actions just to slow them down so we can't get to our shooters. But when we're playing, like when we're just hooping, playing instinctual and being ball strong, I think we're able to make great plays for each other. I think you've seen that in Yegor getting downhill more the last couple games. Myself, and then the ball's just hopping around and everyone's just playing for each other and we're getting the best shot possible.
For those that have followed your career and followed interviews, they know you're a huge fan of Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. Okay, so you and I actually played a Star Wars trivia game against each other during the coaches show last season. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. You can only watch one of those franchises. You have to give the other one up completely. You can only watch either Star Wars or Lord of the Rings. Which one are you keeping and which one are you getting rid of?
That's so tough. I might have to get rid of, man, that's tough. I might have to get rid of Lord of the Rings. I feel like Star Wars was more of my childhood growing up, wearing the costumes for Halloween, fighting my little brother with my lightsaber. So that might have to be what I go with.
Okay. Look, not that any answer you gave was the wrong one, but I'm glad you chose Star Wars. I completely agree with that. So we're going to end on that one. And I'm going to say congratulations on the victory at West Virginia. Good luck against K-State. Like I said, this matchup's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see it. Thanks for taking the time and good luck against K-State. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right, that's Dallin Hall. Always appreciate the time he gives, and his interviews are always fantastic, the information. But he's a really good interview, and obviously we know how good of a basketball player he is, so I appreciate him being willing to chat before such a big, big game tonight against K-State. Speaking of, we're going to break it down with Mark Durant. On the other side, we'll head over to the Marriott Center for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. That's next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We got ourselves a cat fight tonight. We've got the Cougars and the Wildcats from the Marriott Center in Provo. Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It's time for our courtside conversation. And joining me now from our Utah Eye Center's courtside seats is the beloved Mark Durant. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Jason. I like cats. I got a cat. Skittles the cat is my cat. So I'm all for all the cats I can get. Hey, congrats on to the women on a big win. I know you had a busy day. That was an exciting win over OSU.
Yeah, yes, it was. I'm glad that my voice is hanging in. Got a couple more hours. But, yeah, that was certainly a fun one. And I know I told Greg as I was taking my broadcast equipment off the table and he was getting ready to put his together on the table, I said, well, let's hope that this kind of sets the table for a pretty good day at the Marriott Center. I think that's what we're all hoping for. And we'll certainly get to the matchup, in a second, because it's just such a great matchup to talk about. But I know you weren't in Morgantown for the game, but I know you've watched it. What impressed you about that? The thing I keep going back to is you had a lot of guys, whether it was Yegor or Cannon, Trey Stewart, you had a lot of guys that got an opportunity and really, really produced. I thought that made that win even more special and important.
Yeah, I really love that. I mean, it's certainly a roller coaster when you're playing on a college basketball team, and sometimes you're the it guy, and sometimes you wonder if you'll ever get in a game again. It's hard to keep that mentality and be ready to go when called upon. First of all, I've been a little bit tough on Yegor because I know how good he is. And I thought he was terrific, made some really big plays down the stretch, made some free throws, and took care of the basketball. So kudos to him. I mean, when he can do that, I mean, this team is really hard to beat. He's just that good. And then you mentioned Trey comes in, and I think the first possession he was in, he hits a three. And I love that. And obviously, Mihailo had some great plays. And I love BYU when he's on the floor. I think he brings a different look, and he moves so good for a big man and can guard really any position, and he can bring out the interior defenders that have to guard him on the perimeter. I really like him, and I'm all for more Mihailo minutes. I think he's terrific. So, credit to those guys for keeping the right mindset, and when they come in playing with confidence and aggression, and that's how you earn more minutes. I mean, that's the formula. If you go in and you play well and you don't give the coach any heartburn with stupid things you do, then you get more minutes. That's how it works. Coaches want to know they can rely on you, especially in big-time situations, and they did it. They did it in the best, most difficult situations, and BYU, times this year has not finished strongly, but that was as good a finish as I've seen from this team all year.
Well, and to continue that thought, I mean, look, any win in this conference is a big win and should be celebrated. But if you get a road win in this conference, especially at a place like Morgantown, and look, I know that West Virginia was without one of their really, really good players, but they had a lead late in this game. They were at home. Typically, home team's going to hold on to those, and BYU did a fantastic job of making the plays down the stretch, both offensively and defensively. I just thought that was a massive, massive win for this team that really needed to snap that two-game losing streak.
Yeah, I try to be optimistic in life, but, you know, when they were down six with just a couple minutes, I thought, well, we let that one slip away, another game that we let slip away, and I'm glad the players didn't have that mindset because I don't think West Virginia scored the rest of the way. So that is the ultimate sign of mental toughness in a team that really wants it, is to be able to perform in an adverse environment and come away with a win there. And a lot of people have not. That's a tough place to play. West Virginia's a good team, and so kudos to the guys. I mean, again, it's a tough. I mean, obviously, there's some great things about being a college basketball player, but there's some tough things. And you lose a couple in a row, and people start talking, and maybe they're critical and all those kind of things. And kudos to BYU for really stepping up and doing some really nice things that, I'm certainly proud of the guys for what they did.
Well, this K-State team, early in the season, making headlines for all the wrong reasons. They just could not get out of their own way. They had lost six in a row. They had started 1-6 in conference play, and now they're making headlines for all the right reasons because they've completely turned everything around. They're riding a six-game winning streak. They're one of the hottest teams in the country. What is your biggest concern with this matchup tonight?
Yeah, that six-game winning streak strikes a little fear into my heart because I know how hard it is to get two games in a row in this conference, let alone six. And it's not like they've been playing all their games against Colorado. They've got some really big wins against some good teams, and so obviously they're a confident basketball team, a different team than they were a month ago, let's say, and believe that they can come in here and beat BYU. Why not? They went into ISU and handled them quite easily, and so why not BYU? So BYU's going to have a real challenge, and also, this is a game that could have some real implications because both these teams have the same record in conference. Both these teams will probably finish 5-8 in the conference, and obviously Big 12 is going to get a lot of bids in the NCAA tournament, but once you get around 7 or 8, then it's not a sure thing, and what you want to be is a team that they can look at and feel. When they're comparing, say, Kansas State and BYU, if they can say, BYU beat them in their only matchup. And that means a lot.
Yeah.
And if Kansas State comes in here and wins and then they finish, with similar records, they're going to say, well, Kansas State went to BYU and beat them, so they should get the nod. And so, there's a lot on the line in this game. It's not a first, second place game, but if you're talking about postseason implications, this is a big one for BYU.
Mark, thank you very much as always. Going to enjoy listening to you and Greg on the broadcast tonight. Should be a fun one. Thanks.
All right, my friend. Rest those golden vocals.
Well, I will try. Thanks, man. Good talking to you.
All right.
Oh, and say hi to Skittles the cat for me. I don't think you heard that one. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up from our BYU radio studios with a couple of scores, and then get you back over to the Marriott Center. That's next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Jason Shepherd.
All right, getting closer to BYU and K-State. Let's update you on other action in the Big 12 Conference. One other game going on right now. TCU leading by 10 at Arizona State, 21-11. 11.5 minutes to go in the first half. Later on tonight, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, number 17 Kansas in Salt Lake City to face Utah That game, again, 8 p.m. tip from the Huntsman Center. Earlier today, heck of a game. Two top 15 teams. Number 6, Houston, outlast number 13, Arizona in Tucson, 62-58. 10th-ranked Iowa State defeats Cincinnati in Ames, 81-70. Number 12, Texas Tech wins at Oklahoma State, 93-55. In overtime, Baylor defeats West Virginia, 74-71. And Colorado victorious at home, hosting UCF, 76-63. And just about an hour ago, roughly, hour and 15 minutes ago, BYU women's basketball picked up a massive, massive win, an upset win over number 20, Oklahoma State. BYU 68, Oklahoma State 64. Congratulations to Coach Whiting, her staff, and all of the players for such a big-time win earlier today at the Marriott Center. They will be on the road. We'll be in Tucson coming up Wednesday night to take on the Arizona Wildcats. All right, coming up next, back over to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats at the Marriott Center for more Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Wrubell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, as tonight the BYU Cougars open a two-game homestand with the first of the two Sunflower State teams in town. It's BYU home to K-State. The Wildcats have won six in a row to go from 1-6 to 7-6 in Big 12 play. BYU also 7-6, so the winner tonight retains a foothold in the top tier of the Big 12, with the league tournament tipping off in just over 3 weeks. I'm your play-by-play presenter, Greg Wrubell. With me courtside, my longtime commentary colleague, he's back on the mic, the one-time BYU Ironman, Mark Durant. Mark, what a great springboard win that BYU picked up Tuesday in West Virginia. The Cougs will need that kind of toughness against a K-State team that has certainly flipped the switch.
It's crazy to think about, you know, six. I've never seen a team lose six in a row and then win six in a row. That's nuts. So they've clearly found something, and it's not like they're playing Colorado every game either. They played some good teams. They started out with some good wins at home against West Virginia and OSU. Fine, yeah, they probably should get those. But then they go on the road, crush Iowa State, which was maybe the win of the year this year in the conference, and then beat ASU on the road as well, and then come home to beat Kansas and Arizona. So they beat some really good teams. Clearly a team that's playing well. The good thing that I like about that, Greg, is they know, BYU knows, that they're going to have a really big battle on their hands tonight. It's not going to sneak up on them. The Kansas State is clearly on the radar, and BYU will have to play great basketball to get a win tonight.
Those are the words of Mark Durant. Coming up, the words of BYU head coach Kevin Young as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show rolls on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Coming up at the top of the hour, BYU and Kansas State here at the Marriott Center. BYU 3-0 all time against the Wildcats here at Provo, including a 72-66 victory just over a year ago. K-State then turned around and won last year's meeting in Manhattan. Time now for my pregame interview with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Young talks about taking on a team that hasn't lost a game in almost 4 weeks. It's been an impressive turnaround for Jerome Tang's team.
You know, it's a real testament to their coaching staff and, you know, their locker room to go through that much adversity and to, you know, band together. Clearly, they found something. You know, point guard and has really turned things around. He's been playing really well. But, you know, and I think in my first year in this league, I've just come to expect anything to happen. So I think that's a prime example.
They're a team that metrics-wise doesn't maybe show up outstanding in any one thing, but they do a lot of things just well.
Yeah, I mean, I think why they've been good lately is just the shot making. You know, they've been shooting three, you know, much better in this stretch where they've been, you know, on this hot streak.
Exception of the Arizona game, obviously.
Right, right. I mean, that was an outlier for both teams, probably. Yeah. But when you just look at, you know, take that game out, the percentages, you know, they've been making more threes. But McDaniel, like I said, he's been kind of the catalyst, I think, and you know, we've put in a lot of attention on him and Hawkins, but then they've got a bunch of other guys. You know, Giesen's been really steady for them all year. Guys like him are hard though, because he just kind of gets it out of the mud. It's hard to kind of scheme for that, and they've got you know, a couple guys who would kind of sniper mentality on the perimeter that give them some space.
Now, often you see a guy of Hawkins' size and position averaging 5 assists a game like he is.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, you know, one of if not the most skilled, you know, 6'10 guys in the country. You know, he was on NBA radars for a reason. You know, a guy with that size that can stretch you out and shoot it. He can take you down low and then be able to make, you know, the correct reads. You know, he's an impressive player.
You're a deep team that plays a lot of guys. They tend to centralize with their starters. Maybe a factor if anybody gets in foul trouble there tonight.
It could be. You know, it definitely could be. You know, I think for us, sometimes it's a blessing and a curse to have depth, you know, trying to give guys, you know, enough rhythm and give guys enough minutes across the board to challenge for me, honestly. But, you know, puts a lot of pressure also on me to just try to pick the right guys in the right moments on the right night, you know. And so our guys have been good in terms of just wanting to win, and everyone has the right attitude. So the depth, you know, like in West Virginia, really came through. So we'll see what – every game has a life of its own, so we'll see what tonight brings.
And it's that time of the year where all the scoreboard watching takes on greater import. It is that time when teams are fighting for both conference positioning and postseason positioning.
For sure. You know, it's you see it across the country, really. So, you know, like, again, we know what we need to do. We need to build on a big road win. We need to come in here and take care of business at home and continue to, you know, just stack wins.
Coach, good luck in this one. We'll talk to you post-game.
Thank you.
That's BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs against K-State.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the last six games for K-State, because that's the team that you're dealing with, and they played really good three-point defense. And teams are averaging 28% from the three-point line against K-State. BYU needs to be 35 and north of that to win this game. Then the other thing is, in that six-game win streak, no one scored more than 73 points against them. I think BYU needs to get at least 75. If they can do that, shoot the ball well from three, they'll get a win tonight.
Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Once again, Cougar Nation, welcome back courtside inside the Marriott Center, where tonight the BYU Cougars host the Kansas State Wildcats. The visitors playing for a seventh consecutive victory. BYU playing for back-to-back wins after a road triumph in Morgantown on Tuesday. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Jason Shepard. Coordinating producer is Terry South. Control board operators and editors tonight are James Finlayson, Maya Tippetts, and Kaylee Radford. BYU Radio Engineering is coordinated by Barry Squires. Well, BYU's win at West Virginia got the Cougs back on the right side of the bubble. There's plenty of work left to do, though, to earn a spot in the NCAA tournament field. The Cougs are currently 7-6 in league with 7 regular season games remaining. A 4-3 record would give the Cougs an 11-9 Big 12 mark going into Kansas City, and 2 games above 500 in a league as good as the Big 12 has historically met a spot in the bracket. But the Cougs' predictive metrics are better than their resume rankings right now. So the hope is BYU can find enough quality wins down the stretch to mitigate those non-conference numbers. Ironically, K-State
has the kind of wins BYU needs. Iowa State, Arizona, Kansas, those are the teams BYU's got coming up. Mark, I'd like to think that taking 20 overall wins to the conference tournament in Kansas City gets BYU in the field. That means going again at least 4-3 in the next seven.
That certainly would make a strong case, Greg. And how I see it is the Big 12 is going to get the top six in conference are going to get a bid. And then, you know, 7 and 8 are going to be in the discussion. So if you're around that 7th or 8th spot, then you need to be compared against kind of the other teams in the conference that are in that same spot. And it could be that Kansas State is that team. So what you need to be able to do is say, yeah, Kansas State maybe has a couple better wins than us, but we beat Kansas State. And you want to make the strongest case that you can. And West Virginia, same way. It's really important to get the wins against teams that might be on the bubble with you that you're trying to outshine a little bit. So this is a big one for BYU tonight.
All right, coming up next, we'll have a conversation with K-State Associate Head Coach Ulrich Malagi. This is BYU Basketball, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Tip-off show, see your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU and K-State just ahead. K-State has gone from dead in the water at 1-6 in league to 7-6 and in the mix for a bye at the league tournament in Kansas City. It's been a dramatic reversal of fortune for Jerome Tang's Wildcats. A short time ago, I spoke with K-State Associate Head Coach Ulrich Malagi about the keys to the turnaround.
Man, I think it's just been a collective effort. This guy's tremendous buy-in and belief. We always thought we had a really good team that can be an NCAA tournament team, and I think everybody's starting to see that we were right. So hopefully we can just finish the season strong, playing at a high level.
Similarly, what was the key during that rough stretch when you did lose six in a row to not losing some guys and see you seeing things go sideways?
Yeah, I think I would go back to just buy-in, and us as the coaching staff trying to figure out a way where we can be more simple offensively, defensively, to kind of help this new group of guys that we have. But it's just a collective effort, man. You know, as coaches, you learn to have some humility and figure out how to get the best out of your team. And so hopefully we're starting to do that.
Guys have to make plays, and there may be no better playmaker right now in the league than Doug McDaniel at point guard for you.
He's playing at a high level. He's always been an electric, dynamic type playmaker, and really happy for him, hoping that he can continue to play at a high level for us.
There's only one guy from last year's BYU K-State games that is back, and that's David Gasson, and he leads you in scoring right now.
David has just been a staple of our program, a guy that's we know what we can expect from him, you know, day in and day out, you know, just consistency. And so really happy for him, the leadership that he provides for us, and just that consistency.
Huge addition for you in Coleman Hawkins. He was a high school teammate with Mawit Mag at Prolific Prep. And Prolific's a pretty good name for Coleman, because what he's doing right now at his position is outstanding.
Yeah, Mawit and Coleman, they played on a really special team with Jalen Green, those guys. They were a lot of fun to watch back in the day. I know he's excited about having an opportunity to compete today, but Coleman's a special player, man. He's just very he's unique in the way that he can approach the game, both offensively and defensively, and, you know, just a really hard guard, I think, for a lot of teams.
Okay, we're only a few weeks away from the madness of March, and suddenly there we see K-State approaching the bubble. And a month ago, that wasn't the case. Are you excited about what is happening relative to maybe getting yourself into the postseason with this amazing run?
Well, we're just going to take it one game at a time, you know. So just obviously, you know, every team's goal is to play in the NCAA tournament and be able to make noise in March Madness. But just taking it one game at a time, just trying to go see if we can go 1-0 tonight.
Well, welcome back to the Marriott Center. Great to talk with you. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it, Coach, and we'll see you down the line.
No, absolutely.
All right, that is K-State Associate Head Coach Ulrich Malagi. Urich Malagi. There's an L in there, but it's actually silent. Urich Malagi. BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU and K-State are coming right up. Interesting note, it's kind of a 35-minute game for these teams because neither of these teams has won a game when trailing with 5 minutes to go in regulation.
BYU's, we're just going to call it 5 minutes?
At 35.
Okay.
BYU's 0-8 and K-State's 0-10. Conversely, BYU never loses when they have the lead. With 5 minutes to go in regulation, they're 16-0 this season, including that win on Tuesday in Morgantown. It's an interesting thing. BYU may have had its struggles in sorts of close games, but you give them the lead with 5 minutes to go, and generally speaking, they're going to close it out.
Yeah, I guess that was really impressive about West Virginia. I know they had the lead, but they were down six with just a couple minutes to go and, yep, and still found a way to get that one done. So they seem to be making progress. I mean, they're not perfect at it yet, but if you control the basketball, take care of it, make big shots at the end, you'll have a really good chance of winning.
All right, tip-off of BYU and K-State next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon, look, big three. Knocks it, yep, down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, before we get to our starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU basketball on BYU Radio.
All right, BYU and K-State here in Provo. Let's get starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics for the K-State Wildcats. At the point, number zero, Doug McDaniel. That's Doug without an O, but he's got plenty of O, averaging 11 points and 5 assists per game. D-U-G, Doug McDaniel, 5'11", buck 75, junior from Washington, D.C., a transfer from Michigan. At the two, number 11, Brandon Hawson. Hawson goes 6'4", 205, junior from Amarillo, Texas, Villanova transfer. At the three, number two, Max Jones. Jones, 6'4", 220, senior from Clearwater, Florida. Transferred from Cal State Fullerton, before that, Division II Tampa. At the four, number one, David Gasson, 6'9", 220, senior from DeLeer, Netherlands, and a Virginia Tech transfer. At the five, number 33, the highly prized and highly compensated acquisition, Coleman Hawkins, 6'10", 235, senior from Sacramento, California, Illinois transfer. Those are the Wildcats, 13-11 on the year, 7-6 in league, 2-6 in true away games. Jerome Tang in his third year, he's 58-36. The Wildcats in their very attractive lavender uniforms with purple and white accents. Mark Duran introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number 3, Yegor Demon, freshman out of Moscow. At the 2, number 21, Trevin Nell, 6'5", senior from North Salt Lake, Utah. At the three, Richie Saunders, number 15, the junior from Riverton, Utah. Mawut Mag is their four. He's number 0 out of Melbourne, Australia. And at the five spot, the big fella, the man in the middle, Gabby Keita, the 13, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 16-8 Cougars, 7-6 in conference play, 11-2 here in the Marriott Center, coached by Kevin Young in season one. And Greg, I'm an old guy. I'm set in my ways. I don't know about all the yellow shoes, but it seems to be catching. Trevin's gone with the Yegor yellow shoes, and Cave has got the yellow. So we got all kinds of colors from Kansas State. But I do dig the lavender uniforms for Kansas State.
They are pretty cool. Officials tonight are Darren White, Christopher Merlo, and Edwin Young. White's working his 48th game, Merlo his 34th game, and Edwin Young his 47th game of the season. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Tip off your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu.
Not only does Trevin have the bright yellow Yegor shoes, but he's also got a nice buzz cut. And so I think you were feeling Trevin a little bit before this game. I like Trevin in this game to come out and hit some big threes.
All right, we are ready to go. Edwin Young is working his first BYU game. Darren White working his second BYU game. He did the TCU game down in Fort Worth. Ball is up. Smacked around and collected eventually by Coleman Hawkins. So K-State will win the tip. Chris Merlo, by the way, working his second BYU game. He did the Idaho game way back in early November. Here we go. K-State left to right as we see it and you hear it. The K-State court is right in front of us here at the Marriott Center. Coleman Hawkins turns to the window and misses off the glass. BYU the rebound. Cross-court Demon low up to Kata. Lob and Kata follows his miss and sticks it back for the 2-0 lead. Yegor found Kata on the slip. First attempt no good, but he caught it off the window and stuck it right back up and in.
That's almost an assist to himself. I don't know if we can give that to him. Probably not, but nice court awareness to gather himself and get that bucket.
Cougs take a 2-0 lead. Doug McDaniel working left side. Steps into an NBA three and he knocks it down. Woe is right. Doug McDaniel tries it and buys it early for the 3-2 lead. No doubt about what he wanted to do on that possession. Pull, fire, and score. 3-2 Wildcats. That's after a 1-for-19 game against Arizona on Tuesday from the arc. Richie to answer from three. Good. Richie Saunders knocks down the triple. The first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night for BYU. Richie Saunders gives BYU the 5-3 lead.
Good patience there. Mawet passed up a three and got Richie open.
Hawkins blocked out of bounds by Kaba Kata. A little jumper on the right block.
How nice would it be defensively to know that Kaba Kata is lurking if you get beat?
And capital H on help. All right, sending in will be Doug McDaniel. His numerical opposite, Mawet Mag, will jump in his face. It's into Hawkins. Hawkins backing down on Mag, and they were high school teammates at Prolific Prep. Doug McDaniel, right wing. Left side now to Max Jones. Back to McDaniel. BYU 2-3 defensively. A whip to Jones. Jones will send it inside to David Gasson. Gasson sees a double. Bounces it to Hawkins. Hawkins hands back to Gasson. Gasson blocked by Kava right at the rim. Into the hands of Richie Saunders. Saunders cross-court Yegor. Yegor on the arc right. Corner right, Trevin Nell. Open path to the basket. Driving score. And BYU takes a 7-3 lead.
Well, it all starts with Kava with his second block and really impressive, and BYU's in transition. They make really good decisions to get open shooters.
We'll call it an early power play of the game, the block by Kaba. Hawkins misses once and twice inside, and BYU grabs the rebound. The full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs at your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game. Another driving lay-in for Trevin Nell, and it's a 9-3 BYU lead, a 7-0 Cougar spurt.
Kaba shielded his man, so it was a wide-open layup for Trevin. BYU bigs do a great job of doing that once BYU wing players put it on the floor.
Trevin is averaging just 3.3 points a game in his last three, but he scores four early, and now it might be Trevin called for a foul on the K-State front end. Let's see. It'll be Nell. So strong start for Trevin, but he does pick up the early common foul. It comes with 17:25 to play until halftime. BYU's on a 7-0 run with a 9-3 lead.
Hawkins has gotten close, but has missed all three in the paint shots from him.
McDaniel in the left corner to Hassan. Hassan then takes a hip check by Mawet Mag, and that's two quick fouls on BYU. First on Mag. He guarded Hassan a little too aggressively in that far left corner, and two quick fouls against BYU. The only two fouls of the game. 17:23 to play until the break.
You mentioned that Kansas State not very deep. If they can get the Wildcats into some foul trouble, but starts out BYU with two.
Gasson to Hassan, left corner, and he knocks it down. K-State, who had 1-3 the entire game against Arizona on Tuesday, is 2-for-2 from three to open this one. Hassan for three, and it's a 9-6 game. Trevin Nell, top of the key, three off the right rim, and K-State the rebound. 1-for-19 from the three-point line against Arizona. 2-for-2 tonight. Jones, free throw line jumper, short on it. Kata snags the rebound. Quick outlet to Yegor. Yegor will dribble into four court, stop top of the key to the trailer. Nell straight away. Yegor, angle left three, strong on it. Looked good, looked online, heavy. And BYU's now 1-for-3 from deep.
Too bad in transition. Yegor missed. Richie was wide open on the left wing.
Haason, right wing. Straight away, Hawkins. Hawkins whips it on a skip to Gasson. Gasson, Haason, and now it's McDaniel, 40 feet away on the right side. BYU's up 6. Or pardon me, up 3 at 9-6 with 16:20 to go till halftime. In the right corner, Gasson. Give and go to McDaniel. Returns it to Gasson. Gasson doubled in the paint. Deep, deep 3 from Haason. And he knocks that down. And just like that, it's a 9-9 ball game. And K-State, which couldn't make a 3 on Tuesday, 3-for-3 from deep, another team getting hot from the arc here in the Marriott Center.
This be the friendly rims of the Marriott Center.
9-9, the 6-point lead for BYU is gone. Now left side, top side, Yegor. 3-for-3 from the 3-point line for K-State.
Hauser
jersey
is
number
a guy.
3, Demon, right wing, Nell for 3, and that's in and out. Rebound K-State. Under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. BYU cold from 3, K-State red hot, and that's why we're tied up. BYU 1-for-4 from 3.
So Hauser is a good 3-point shooter, so you really need to know where he's at.
Haason with now 2 threes. 3 for McDaniel. Short on that one. Barely grabbed the iron. Falls to Nell. Nell down the middle. Right wing Yegor. Nice. Yegor gets right to the rim. Two-hand hammer. Yegor Demon cleared for takeoff. Elevates and gives BYU the 11-9 lead. Ends a 6-0 run for K-State.
Yeah, he knew he could take that before he even caught it. He was on his way.
Haason from 15. Around and off. Another rebound for Kaba Keita. 3 boards for Kaba. A kick ahead to Mawut Mag. Hands to Richie. Pull. Fire. Miss from 3. BYU 1-for-5 from deep. 11-9. Cougs lead by 2. Under 15 to go till halftime. Hawkins. Right corner. This 3 strong, but it's an offensive rebound for Gasson. To the cutter. Hawkins hit on his way to the rim. He'll shoot 2 free throws after this. BYU's lead of 11-9 takes us to break with 14:43 to go till halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. K-State is 0-for-7 inside the three-point line and 3-for-5 outside the three-point line, which is why, despite shooting 25%, K-State is down 2 to BYU, maybe tied as we come out of this break with free throws for K-State. BYU shooting 56% from the field, but the problem is only 1-of-5 from deep. It's 11-9. BYU leads it with 14:43 to go until halftime.
Now they finally got a miss and then couldn't get the rebound.
And 3-0 offensive rebounds for K-State.
What I do like, though, is this tempo. I think this is a good tempo in this game for BYU. They're really getting out in transition and now just got to knock down those shots. They're getting the shots they want, just got to hit them.
BYU 4-for-4 inside the three-point line while K-State's 0-for-7. And yet, it's a one-possession game, maybe tied, as we have free throws coming out of the break. BYU and K-State meeting for a fourth time all-time here in Provo. BYU's 3-0 against K-State in Provo. Kansas State in its 121st season of basketball. The program's made 32 NCAA tournament appearances, 8 NITs, 21 regular season conference titles all time. Last year they were 19-15, 8-10 in league, and that was tied for 9th. Just 2 years ago, made it to the Elite Eight. Dawson Baker checks in, and he is the only substitute. He'll replace Trevin Nell, who sits with a foul and 4 points. BYU spreading it around. Only Mawut Mag is yet to score of the 5 BYU starters. Kansas State centralizing the scoring. Haason with 6 and Dan McDaniel with 3, all on threes. Coleman Hawkins, who's 0-for-4 from the floor, goes to the free throw line for 2 as we come back in. And Hawkins makes the free throw. Coleman Hawkins, a 59% free throw shooter, yeah, makes the first of 2.
That didn't look good. Somehow it goes, but yeah, it looked like a not a great free throw shooter, but a chance to go 2-for-2. Yeah, miss, short, way short.
So 1-for-2 on the trip, and BYU retains a lead of 1, 11-10. Cougs haven't missed inside the three-point line. Dawson Baker up top, sees a double, finds Demon, lob low to Kaba. Kaba at the rim, missed it, but he was fouled on his way to the hoop. He'll shoot 2 free throws. The foul goes to Brendan Haason. Haason picks up his first. And the K-State Wildcats have their first. Three fouls for BYU. Kaba Kata to the free throw line. Made two big free throws in the which game was that? UCF, right?
UCF. And that was center cut.
17 for 39 on his free throws before that moment. Now 18 for 40, sitting at 45% free throws on the year.
Kaba's getting a lot more comfortable around the rim, scoring. He got that pass to him a little bit late. They're still able to draw the foul. Gets one of two.
And just gets his own rebound. Gets his own rebound, goes up with it, and misses, follows, and scores. So a look from the free throw line doesn't go. The follow tip doesn't go, but the follow tip goes, and BYU takes a 4-point lead, 14-10.
Stick to it, man. He went and got a three-point play one way or the other.
It also gives him five rebounds here in the first half. Dallin Hall in the game finds Richie Saunders off the K-State turnover. Dallin Hall forecourt right side to the top. Right wing Richie. 20-second shot clock. 13:55 game clock. Dallin Hall to the right elbow. Pulls it out on Moby Ikugaruke as he's checked into the game. Ikugaruke out of Ireland. Ellsworth Community College transfer. Moby Ikugaruke.
So from Ireland. McDaniel's not, but Ikugaruke
is. Go figure, yes. From Galway, Ireland. Kevin Young has some coaching in Ireland in his past. Fusene Traore has checked in, hands off to Richie. Richie to Dawson Baker on the curl. Wow, what a beautiful shot. Pulls, fires, and scores. Dawson Baker with BYU's second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. And just like that, the Cougs have a game-high 7-point lead on a 6-0 run, 17-10.
And Dawson's getting up around 40% from three on the season. Shot better lately.
Baseline right, Coleman Hawkins. Hawkins guarded by the smaller Dallin Hall. Hall does well to stay with Hawkins. No double.
Nice.
Now a double dig comes down from Saunders, and Hawkins tried to throw it in off of BYU Cougar. Richie. It's saved in by BYU. The lob up to Richie from Yago, and he converts at the window. 19-10. The Cougs lead by a game-high 9. And what a finish off the assist from Yegor Demet.
How about Dallin Hall working on Hawkins?
And he's got him again in the right block as Doug McDaniel moves to the left, fade away from the left, and he scores it. Doug McDaniel ends the run. He's got 5. 19-12. McDaniel's been so good of late.
Yeah, he's been the answerer on these runs from BYU.
Driving kick by Yegor. Richie for three. Got it. It's another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Now BYU's heating up from deep. Two for the last two from distance. 22-12. BYU by 10 for the first time. Hawson to answer for three, and that is in and out. Rebound collected by Yegor. Demet will take it himself into forecourt. Doesn't need to kick it ahead. Open for three. Passes out of it. Left corner three. Richie in and out. Offensive rebound. Dallin Hall missed the stick back. Foose doesn't miss the stick back. Timeout, Kansas State. BYU doubling up the Wildcats. 24-12 with 12:09 to go till halftime. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Elsewhere in the Big 12 Conference, this game being played in Tempe, TCU leads at Arizona State 46-37. And then there's one game that has not tipped off yet in the conference. That would be number 17, Kansas, just north of us in Salt Lake City, taking on Utah. That game tips off at 8 p.m. Back over to the Marriott Center. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Jason, thank you. BYU Basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedAndJensen.com. As the kids say, Yegor Demet is in his bag. Four assists already for BYU. Four of the Cougars, seven, and the Cougs have seven assists on 10 makes. And Yegor, with four assists here in the first half, has passed Matt Carlino for fourth place on BYU's all-time freshman assist mark with 117 helpers in this, his rookie season. The game was 11-10 at one point, BYU leading by only one. Since then, it's a 13-2 surge keyed by the playmaking of the Russian freshman, Yegor Demet.
Now, BYU has made three threes, but they're 7 of 9 from two, really attacking, getting out in transition. They're just relentless in there, getting down the floor. And the two that they did miss inside the paint or inside the three-point line, they got their own rebound and put it in. So really aggressive, high-paced style of basketball. I just don't know Kansas State with their kind of limited lineup up at altitude across the country if they can keep up this pace for long. And you can already see it with this big run for BYU.
BYU pacing for a 100-point game at this point. And Yegor pacing for a double-digit assist night, which he hasn't had since his first game as a BYU player. The Baylor-West Virginia game, for example, was played to West Virginia scoring 25 in the entire half earlier today. And here's BYU sitting at 24 with 12 minutes to go in the first half. Doug McDaniel runs a set for K-State. K-State left to right, BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. K-State in a lavender, BYU white with royal. McDaniel, right wing pass to C.J. Jones, who's checked in. Two Joneses for the Wildcats, Max and C.J. Max takes the pass from C.J. Max drives and misses at the rim, and the rebound out of bounds off of K-State. It'll be BYU basketball. K-State now 4 for 15 from the field. BYU 10 for 17. So BYU shooting 59% to the Wildcats 27 in the early going.
Like you mentioned, 1 for 8 inside the three-point line.
And now 1 for 9 on the miss from Jones. Wow. Baker, angle left, straight away Fu straddles the three-point line, back to Dawson. Dawson into the painted area, right corner Cannon, catching who's checked in. Now to Dallin Hall, Marriott Center logo, right side. Drives right to the rim, hands off to Foose. Foose takes a hit, late whistle. He'll shoot free throws on the miss at the rim. Foose to the line. The foul will go against Ugana Onyenso. Onyenso picking up the Wildcats' second foul, his first of the game.
Dallin Hall making that happen. He hasn't scored yet in this game, but he's really creating some pressure on the defense. Nice dish to Foose.
Fuseni Traore, an 82% free throw shooter. And makes the first.
Thought that was a nice game from Foose at West Virginia. We all know how good he is. I think he's just lost a little confidence, and I think he got some of that back at West Virginia.
2 for 2, and BYU's up 14 now. The game-high lead expands, but K-State was down 16 at Arizona State, came back to win that game. They were down 18-2 to open the game, came back and won. So no lead too large against K-State. Jones will drive, lob, miss. Thought it was a pass, ended up going off the front of the rim. C.J. Jones on the lob miss. He's playing with Max Jones on the floor. Mihailo Boskovic also in the game now for BYU. Cougars playing everyone on the bench except Trey Stewart at this point. Baker hands off low beneath the bucket. And what do we have, a travel or a foul? Foose gets hit on the baseline. And that will be Max Jones, pardon me, C.J. Jones picking up his first, and the Wildcats have their third. So BYU out of bounds on the baseline. Baseline out of bounds with Dallin Hall to trigger to the left of the BYU bucket. Cougs on a 15-2 surge, leading at 26-12. Dallin Hall angle left, stripe extended. Now Foose on a post-up, sees a double, dribbles out of it. Hall cut off. His pass to Catchings is picked off. Driving the other way, Doug McDaniel. Arriving lay and score.
Yeah, those are momentum killers there. He had Mihailo down low and went to the wrong guy cross court.
Too long of a pass. It was intercepted, and it turns into a pick six. 2 points the other way. Dallin Hall drives right to the rim. Kicks out of it to Cannon for three, and that's heavy. Dallin would have had two, I think, at the rim had he taken it to the hoop. He passed out of it for a deep three that was no good. 26-14. BYU's lead down to a dozen. K-State can make it a single-digit game on this possession. So a turnover and a three-point miss in K-State basketball. Gasson works his way through the lane right to the rim, but missed the layup strong. He got right to the window and then too strong on the finger roll. Mihailo Boskovic accelerates. Baker left wing. Baker will drive and kick, catching. Straight away Mihailo. Boskovic sees a defender come to him with 9:50 to play till halftime. 15-second shot clock. Dallin Hall now controls in forecourt. Dallin to the bump. Runs the two-man game with Foose. Hall bounces to Foose. Foose little push, jump, hook, and good. Fuseni Traore has four off the bench early. And BYU back to a game-high 14-point lead, 28-14. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. C.J. Jones, slow bounce and forecourt right side. Jones terminates mid-alley right, looking for help, bounces it to Onyenso. Onyenso back to CJ. CJ right at the rim, up and in. Little six-footer goes for CJ Jones. Easy shot made. And back to a 12-point game, 28-16. BYU in forecourt, 9:05 to play till the break. Dallin Hall on the wing left. Picks up his dribble to Foose. Back to Dallin straight away. Down to the free throw line. Lost it. regains it on the sideline. Now he's pressured on the boundary, needs help. Taking himself into the paint, kicks in the corner Baker with an 8-second shot clock. He'll elevate from three, miss it, but he's fouled on it. We'll get three free throws, I think. If that's C.J. Jones' second, yeah, three free throws for Dawson Baker. I think these are big. You say, well, it's, you know, free throws midway through the first half. But momentum is a tenuous thing, and with every free throw missed in your home building, you can hear the groans, right? And you get a chance for three big points here, leading by 12. You could have a game-high cushion should Dawson go 3-for-3 here. And there are the groans.
Yeah, again, Dawson is a guy that doesn't shoot as many, so it's hard to get that number up to feel comfortable, but he's a much better than a 69% shooter from the free throw line. He's got to improve on that.
Makes a second. 29-16, this to equal the game-high lead of 14.
Nice minutes for Foos as Kaba checks in. He's got the 6 points and really nice job. Got two rebounds.
Yegor's in for Dallin Hall. Dallin scoreless, a rebound and an assist in his 6 minutes. Baker for the third of three, looking for a second make. Nope, there was a lane violation. He'll do it again. So Dawson shaking his head. He made one of three, but he'll get a fourth look as there was a lane violation chance to still salvage the free throw foray with a second make here. Baker's got 4 points here in the first half. Rattles in. So BYU back up a game high 13, 30-16. Baker will now sit on that with 5 points.
Well, you want all three, but that was a shot that wasn't going in, but the foul bailed him out, so you get 2 points out of something that otherwise you would have had zero.
Yeah, lane violation, a gift there for BYU. Coleman Hawkins up top to Gasson, a give and go. And now C.J. Jones on the go to the right elbow. Jones terminates mid-alley right straight away to Coleman Hawkins. Hawkins has no field goals, 1 point. Max Jones works his way low, gets right to the window with the underhand scoop, left hand from the right side. Max Jones' first two, and K-State's now answering everything BYU throws at the Wildcats. 30-18, lead back down to a dozen. 8:15 to play till halftime. Yegor, slow dribble out front, gets a screen, has Hawkins on the switch. Yegor terminates at 18, lobs it low to Kata. Kata collects, sees a double right at the rim, up and in, jump hook. Good patience from Kaba. And Kata scores. He's got 7 here in the first half, right?
And most of those have come on that pick and roll from Yegor.
BYU back up 14, but K-State's been doing a nice job answering every time BYU gets the lead to 14. Haasen to the top. Haasen left side, C.J. Jones. Jones will drive the base right to the rim. Another driving score. And now K-State answering every BYU bucket.
K-State has found their footing here, but BYU still, you know, playing good offense, so maintaining that lead.
Under 8 minute media timeout coming on the whistle. 32-20. Demon bouncing to Trevin Nell. Nell lobs low to Kaba. He sees a double. They knock it out of his hands. Kaba falls to the floor. Somehow gets it to Ketchings. Ketchings will drive. Send to Trevin left wing. Trevin will penetrate. Find an open Demon. Mihailo from the right side. Floater for Mihailo. No. And rebound to Coleman Hawkins. Possession a little unwieldy for BYU. Hawkins will dive low on Mihailo off the window and misses it off the rim, but another offensive rebound for Kansas State. That's 4. Haasen, baseline drive. Steal by Kata on the baseline. No make for K-State. And BYU with a 12-point lead into four quarters. 6:45 to go till the break. 32-20 Cougs. Demon's pass deflected, but finds Nell on the boundary, and then he turns it over to Gasson, and Gasson breaks into forecourt. Gasson takes a bump by Demon. It'll be K-State basketball and maybe free throws after this. 6:36, BYU's lead is a dozen, 32-20, but Kevin Young's going to want to straighten some things out here in this timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Ice enters courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm, can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. K-State's large lead, 1 point at 3-2. That's it. BYU's led most of the way in this first half. BYU's led for 11:40 of the 13 minutes and change here at the Marriott Center. BYU's large lead, 14. Lead right now is 12 at 32-20. BYU shooting 57%. K-State 36.4 at the moment. The Wildcats are 5 for 16 inside the three-point line and 3 for 6 outside the three-point line. After opening up 3 for 3, the Wildcats have not made a three-point shot. BYU 3 of 9 outside the three-point line and 9 for 12 inside the arc.
Well, that two-point number is not great, but I think 4 of the 5 they've had has been in the last few minutes as they're finally able to get to the rim and scoring it at the rim. So Kansas State has kind of got their feet under them here, but BYU continues to do nice things offensively. The numbers for BYU are terrific, but it does got to concern you a little bit that Kansas State is finding their game a little bit.
All right, the foul before the break was called on the floor against BYU, so it'll be K-State basketball baseline sent into the left of their bucket. Jerome Tang is extending his huddle out onto the floor with his players now taking their positions for this inbound. 6:36 to play until halftime. 32-20, BYU on top. But again, this K-State team believes it can't lose. They've won some improbable games during their six-game win streak, including a game in which they trailed 18-2 to begin the game in Tempe. All right, they're doing some housekeeping on the far sideline with a mop. There was some beverage spilled at the courtside seats as they're still taking care of that, so a bit of a delay here. Time enough to tell you that BYU spread the scoring around. Six Cougs have scored. Richie Saunders, 8. Kaba Kaeda, 7. Traore, 6. 5 for Baker. 4 for Nell. 2 for Demet. Gets you to 32. K-State, Brandon Hawson. Straight away, Doug McDaniel. McDaniel bounces to Hawkins. Hawkins pivots. And now passes low to David Gasson. Gasson from the right block to the middle. Leans in, passes out, deflected, but finds McDaniel. Nearly a steal for BYU. Saunders trying to stay with McDaniel to the left corner. McDaniel drives the base. Passes out on the wing for an open three. And it's in and out. Cougars catch a break on the miss by Gasson. Rebound to Kaba. Kaba Kato with 6 first half rebounds. BYU can make it a 14 or 15 point lead. Knocked out of Saunders' hands. He turns it over. Turnover.
Great cut from Richie. He had it. Looked like an easy layup, but somehow Wildcat able to reach in, knock it off Richie's leg.
K-State hanging around with under 6 to go before halftime. 32-20. The Cougs in a scoring drought of 2.5 minutes. Tenuous times here at the Marriott Center. McDaniel to the bump. Into a three. Heavy on it. Rebound Kaeda. Kaeda gobbling up every board. 7 for Kaeba to go with 7 points. Pacing for a double-double. Hasn't had one of those in a while. Kaeba straddling the three-point line. Lobs high to Yegor. Yegor beats his man to the rim. Passes out of it on the arc right side. Now it's Trevin Nell. Big three, top of the key, strong on it. And a loose ball foul. It's on K-State. The Cougs will retain possession on foul number 5. Trevin Nell's 0 for 3 from 3. BYU as a team is 3 for 10 from deep. K-State 3 for 8.
Good job from the Wood going in there. He got pushed in the back from McDaniel.
Would have given BYU a game-high 15-point lead if Nell connects on that open three, top of the key. Richie Saunders, 3-point range right. Finds Kaeba. Now back to Richie straight away. Rich will accelerate. Pull up it. 12 feet. Push it heavy. Rebound K-State.
Came off his hand weird.
BYU scoreless drought, 3 minutes. Hawson for 3. Short on it. Offensive rebound K-State. Gasson to Max Jones. Max will drive, get blocked by Saunders. Kaeba comes away with it. Kaeba and Richie maybe combined on that. And now Yegor, forecourt. BYU needs to make something here. Scoreless in 3 minutes. Could have put K-State away here in the first half. 32-20 the lead stays.
K-State almost that same scoreless drought. Both teams struggling.
So a chance with the door open for BYU. Yegor will fake that long three to Richie on the angle left outside the three-point line. Saunders now looks for help and turns it over into the boundary. Wow, miscommunication, and BYU is all out of sorts. And Mark, if K-State comes back, this will be the window that BYU missed, the window of opportunity, because K-State's scoreless and BYU just cannot find its rhythm. They were red hot. They made it 24 points in the first 8 minutes, and they have only 6 points in the last 8 minutes.
As bad as it's been for BYU, they still have that 12-point lead because Kansas State is not making BYU pay, but they've got some substitutions in here, Foose, and Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker to try and switch things up offensively.
Again, 24 points in 8 minutes and then 8 points in 8 minutes. 32-20, the BYU lead. K-State, and credit the BYU defense, 0 for its last five from the field. Deep three, in and out from Coleman Hawkins. Kusene Traore grabs the rebound. BYU's up 12. Just got to get points this time down here. Dawson Baker from the top, down the base, and the offensive foul shoves away Brendan Hawson. Hawson sold it, but that's another turnover for BYU, and the Cougs' scoreless drought is 4 minutes.
Just can't extend that left arm like Dawson did. Easy call.
Well, Cook still shooting a good number, still leading by double digits, but major opportunity to put a hammer down here in the first half, going begging. 32-20 BYU. K-State hanging in on 29.6% shooting. McDaniel to the top. Right junction, left junction. Jumper, miss, rebound, Saunders. K-State can't make a thing. BYU can't make a thing. Dawson Baker right corner, Dallin Hall right wing. Both teams scoreless in 4 minutes plus. Dallin keeps the Cougars scoreless, misses a three. Offensive foul, loose ball. Fight for the rebound. BYU picks up another foul. It'll be K-State basketball after this. Nobody can score, but the Cougs stay in front by 12, 32-20 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Well, the good news is Kansas State is scoreless in 4 minutes. The bad news, yes, there's going to be bad news. It's a BYU scoreless in 4 minutes and 23 seconds. BYU keeps a double-digit lead, but a lead of 12. Maybe could and should be larger. That said, 32-20. Cougs with 3:42 to go until halftime. BYU still shooting 50%. The three-point number lagging, and there have been some open threes that have not found their way to the bottom of the net. 3 for 11 is BYU from deep. K-State 3 for 10, and K-State is mastering the art of the in and out. They've had a number of shots bounce around and pop out fortuitously for BYU. But how long can the Cougs tempt fate without scoring in this highly hotly contested Big 12 affair that sees the Wildcats come in on a six-game win streak?
Yeah, it's kind of ugly basketball right now. I'm interested to see which team can score first. BYU did get the rebound on that long three from Dallin, and Dawson had it, and a really late call goes against Dawson. He picks up his second foul, so it'll be K-State basketball.
And it'll be K-State shooting free throws the rest of the way. That was foul number 6-5 for K-State. BYU back on the floor with Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker playing with Richie Saunders, Remwit Mag, and Fuseni Traore. Yegor Demon on the bench with 2 points and 5 assists. Kaba Keita on the bench with 7 points and 8 rebounds. Kaba pacing for a double-double. When Kaba has a double-double, which hasn't happened in a while all time in his collegiate career, his teams are 5-0. I'm not mistaken. K-State works it into fourth court. K-State left to right, BYU right to left, 3.5 to go till halftime.
McDaniel working on Mawood. He did a nice job last possession, sticking with the smaller, quicker McDaniel.
Sure, K-State just feeling get up single digits, and you're just fine at halftime. Max Jones cut off at the left elbow, finds Coleman Hawkins. Hawkins, no field goals here in the first half. Jones dives, waits, squeezes it up, misses at the rim. Rebound slapped and brought down by Richie Saunders. Could have called a foul there on K-State. All kinds of contact, no call. Mark, what's going on out there?
They've swallowed the whistle.
Richie was in the car wash.
And he was all out in the open. How do you not see that?
Dallin Hall, baseline drive, gets right to the rim. That's what you got to do. He leans back and scores. Dallin Hall passed out of a couple of chances earlier, but he takes it right to the rim and ends the BYU scoring drought at 4.5-plus minutes. It's BYU by 14, ties the game-high lead, 34-20. Hawkins looking for his first field goal. Knocked out of his hands by Saunders. Dallin Hall coming the other way. Dallin takes a bump, and that'll be foul number 6, and BYU basketball out of bounds. And now the Cougs play for a new game-high lead. They're up 14, have not led by more than 14 all half. A nice steal as Hawkins had his pocket picked, and Hawkins is huffing and puffing as he comes to the sideline. Hawkins is 0 for 6 from the field, one free throw, and Hawkins is going to have a seat, it looks like.
And a lot of that is Richie. Richie gets the steal there. Really nice reach in, knocking it away. And time before, he's able to contest and get the rebound.
Richie quietly leading all scorers tonight with 8. 8 points, 5 rebounds. And Richie making an impact defensively. His first steal officially of the night. BYU out of bounds to the left of the bucket. Darren White is at the scorer's table checking with the scorer on something. The shot clock will be now put at 15. It was higher. So 2:37 to go till halftime. 15-second shot clock for BYU. Dallin Hall to trigger. Kansas State scoreless in 5 minutes and 6 seconds. Oh, for their last 8. BYU, though, has turned it over 4 times in the last 5.5 minutes, but they do have a 14-point lead and look for more. And now they're going to the monitor.
Yeah, it can't be 15 because Dallin was on a fast break and was fouled on a fast break. So unless that fast break took
they're simply going to the monitor for the correct clock number here. Should have been a full 30 for BYU,
Kansas.
And it never did. So they're probably going to end up with something around maybe 25, 26 on the shot clock for BYU. So they're making a clock adjustment. That's the reason for the delay.
Well, we talked a lot about that drought for BYU, but Kansas State has not hit one of their drought enders. They're on plus 5 minutes now on their streak.
They put 27 on the shot clock. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. All right, who can BYU trust to give the Cougs a 16 or 17-point lead on this possession? Dallin Hall, baseline send-in. Triggerman to the left of the BYU bucket. Count to 4. Dawson for 3. Nope, heavy. And the rebound slapped by Traore out to Mag. Back to Baker. Baker stops, floats, misses. Offensive rebound. Foose knocked out of his hands. He's fouled. He'll get 2 free throws out of all that. It's foul number 7, so both teams are going to shoot the rest of the way. Foose will get 2 with 2:27 to play until halftime. Credit Foose and Mawut for keeping the ball alive on the early miss.
And Baker had a nice spot there. It looked like he got hit as he shot it, so it just kind of left his hand and not even close to the rim, but Foose very alertly goes up and grabs it.
Trey Stewart's going to get some first half burn here. He gets ready to check in. Foose at the line. Traore is already 2 for 2 at the stripe. 6 points on the night. And give him 7. Foose is perfect. 2 for 2 from the field. 3 for 3 from the stripe. 7 points, 4 rebounds. The Bigs playing well for the Cougs in this one.
Yeah, Trey, like you said, coming in, he was terrific against West Virginia. Certainly earned more minutes. He'll get McDaniel as his guard, I would think.
And look at Foose, 4 for 4 at the stripe, center cut, and BYU by 16 for the first time tonight. 36-20, K-State scoreless in 5.5 minutes.
They're going to stick with Mawood on McDaniel because he's been so effective.
Brendan Hawson on the wing left side, to the top, down the lane, jumper, fade away, short on it, offensive rebound, stripped out of the hands, but into the hands of Max Jones on the left wing. He backs down. Did he travel?
Yeah.
He did. They call the turnover. The travel was called with 2:03 to play until halftime. Great defense from BYU. As cold as the Wildcats have been, the Cougs have been absolutely smothering defensively.
You could see the frustration from the Wildcats kind of jabbing at each other a little bit out on the floor. It's been, again, almost 6 minutes.
Can the Cougs put a hammer down here before halftime? K-State 0 for its last 9, shooting 27%. Saunders finds an open Dallin Hall. He'll drive it from the 3. Find an open Trey Stewart. Drive and kick. Richie for a 3. Around and off. Offensive rebound. Trey Stewart. Reset to Saunders. Saunders baseline. Drive it down! Richie Saunders throws it down! And the Cougs take an 18-point lead. Oh, Richie!
Yeah, that was bringing the thunder there from Saunders. Holy cow. And give the assist to Trey. That doesn't happen without Trey getting that rebound.
BYU 38, K-State 20. 1:20 to go until halftime. Richie's got 10. Hawson for 3. Short on an offensive rebound. Gasson. Gasson to the middle. Stops. And ends the drought for K-State at 6.5 minutes. Little 4-footer right in front of the rim for David Gasson, his first field goal. 38-22, lead down to 16. 1 minute to play until halftime. BYU should be in definite 2-for-1 territory. Favor BYU to end the half with the basketball here. Saunders, wide right on the three, and the rebound to K-State. 40 seconds to go till halftime. K-State can now play two for one. Nope. No! They thought they had the steal. What do they have?
They're pointing BYU's way.
Was it a back down foul or a... I'm not sure what the call was there. There was a short corner back down from Gasson, and then suddenly they're pointing for BYU. Did they call a travel on Gasson?
I didn't see a travel, but...
Well, they're calling it a turnover on Gasson, so I got to think he shuffled when he backed down. So the Cougs now, with that short clock, won't have a chance to finish the half with the basketball, 37.9, and Kevin Young takes a timeout that BYU would otherwise lose, but the Cougs will lead at halftime. And the Cougs this season have not lost a game with a double-digit halftime lead. BYU will lead by double digits. 38-22 is the score with 37.9 to go to the break. BYU 7-0 leading by double digits. And K-State this season hasn't won a game by trailing by any margin at halftime. And the Cougs should lead big at the break, Mark.
Coach Tang is furious. Man, he gave all the officials an earful. He's on the brink of a technical.
They're giving him plenty of leeway.
I think BYU still wants to go very late and get a shot up as the shot clock expires. And then whatever K-State does, they'll only have a few seconds as they'll have to bring it up court.
So 37.9 in the full shot clock. K-State won for its last 11, shooting 28% on the half. BYU shooting 47%. All right, Cougar basketball. On the floor are Demon, Hall, Saunders, Catchings, and Foose. And Yegor's going to walk it into forecourt. BYU will lead by double digits at halftime. What will the margin be? Dallin straight away to Traore. Traore right wing Richie. Saunders to Demon near the timeline. The shot clock is down to 12. Yegor being waved forward by Kevin Young. Down to an 8-second shot clock. Dallin to the bump with 7. Dallin Hall with now 5. Will drive. Get right to the rim. Hand off to Foose for the two-hand dunk. Perfectly executed. 40-22 BYU. Down to 6-5 for K-State. McDaniel to the top. McDaniel underhand scoop. A block. Three by Jones. Blocked and no foul. And that will do it. Great end of the half for BYU. Great half for BYU. Yes, there was a scoring lull in there. But full credit to the Cougs with an 18-point halftime lead. Wow.
Yeah, that's super impressive. And what a great finish to the half. Perfectly executed. Dallin looked like he passed up a three but made the right decision to get to the hoop, dump it off to Foose.
Halftime recap coming up next on the new skin.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Basketball is brought to you by Wilner and O'Reilly. Immigration solutions in Utah and abroad at WilnerO'Reilly.com. Wilner and O'Reilly, tonight's game sponsor. BYU Athletics, thanks Wilner and O'Reilly for being an important part of our team. All right, BYU 40, Kansas State 22. As we begin half number two here at the Marriott Center.
Obviously, BYU's in a great spot here, Greg. You want to snuff out any hope of Kansas State getting back in this game. We saw earlier this year, BYU had a big lead. I can't remember what game that was, but they lost the entire lead, got down to 3 points, and they still ended up winning that game.
It was Oklahoma State.
But you don't want to have that experience. Just kind of take care of business these first 4 minutes, and I think Kansas State will start looking to their next game.
I don't know that BYU can keep Coleman Hawkins without a field goal for another half of basketball, but they did in the first half.
Yeah, they just kind of got under his skin. I thought Richie kind of had the primary guard on him and did a heck of a job.
BYU gets the ball to begin half number two. So, if the Cougs execute here, it'll be a 20-point lead for the first time tonight. Mawut Mag on the right wing, straight away to Kaba. Kaba, really strong first half with 7 points, 8 rebounds. Yegor turns it over on the first possession of half number two. And then BYU fouls as Jones breaks away. And they're going to call that, like, the bucket was good. They'll say it's on the floor.
I think they might have called the goaltending, but they said it was on the floor, so no bucket.
You know, the one thing Yegor doesn't have this year is a turnover-free game, and he played a turnover-free first half.
It's like just the one thing you don't want to have happen on that possession happen. BYU lucky to not get free throws out of that, and they'll still have a chance to get a stop here.
A one-hand pass that was picked off and taken the other way. K-State. Possession off the inbounds. Doug McDaniel, wing left, crosses over Mag, floats it, banks it, and scores it. Instead of being up 20, BYU's up 16. Trevin Nell, left wing. Trap extended, Richie Saunders drives the lane. Gives to Yegor, who curls through the baseline and pulls it out to the top of the arc to Saunders. Saunders with 10 in the first half. A back down on Gasson. Pivoting in the post, hands off to Nell with a four-second shot clock. Gives it out to Demon with two and with one. Fade away from the free throw line, no. Offensive rebound, Richie Saunders off the window, no.
Richie, make that 99 out of 100 times.
McDaniel, NBA 3, yes. And here we go.
Yeah, well, we want to admit it, but we kind of felt it might happen. Now, can BYU respond?
Saunders squeezes through, another misses miss at the rim. Things already slipping here in the second half. 90 seconds in, Demon saves in.
Great play.
Great steal. Stepped out of bounds. Couldn't save in.
They're going to get Cabo with a foul.
Oh, no. So the first 2 minutes could not have gone any worse for BYU with an 18-point lead. It's down to 13, and it already feels like a new ball game the way K-State started the second half. And BYU missing inside, turning it over. Remember the Cincinnati game? BYU lost the game in the first 4 minutes of the second half, Mark. That was the game BYU led or trailed by two at the break? Led by two at the break.
That's right.
And then lost the game literally in the first 4 minutes of second half. Saunders trips. Max Jones out front. And the fans are booing, but that's trip. He didn't mean to. It was accidental, but he tripped him. And so BYU has already fouled three times in the first minute and a half of the second half. Has been outscored 5-0. Not a thing has gone right for BYU in half number two.
And we're not even 2 minutes in, and it's been a disaster, but still have double-digit lead.
18-14 to play. Next thing the Wildcats need to do is get Coleman Hawkins a field goal.
Mawut.
But it's a steal for BYU. Mawut will drive it down the lane, run it to the rim, up okay. And in. Wow, did BYU need that to calm the waters? Mawut Mag takes it right into the car wash and up to the rim, up and in. BYU 42, K-State 27, Coug lead 15. Doug McDaniel races past Mawut and off his knee, out of McDaniel's knee, out of bounds. So BYU surging back after seeing K-State score the first five of the second half. The Mawut Mag driving lane, and now a K-State turnover. That's eight turnovers for the Wildcats to BYU 6. Cougar basketball, and the Cougs can restore their 18-point lead with a three-point make on this possession.
And Mawut creates two turnovers, goes coast-to-coast for a bucket. He kind of took it on himself to get BYU out of these second-half doldrums.
Been a while since BYU's made a three. Richie Saunders to Yegor, right wing. Yegor topside, lobs low to Kaba. Kaba collects. Nope, turned it over beneath the bucket. But fortunately, K-State steps out of bounds with it. And Yegor has already been responsible for one turnover and should have been a second there here in the second half.
Well, he had five assists in the first half with no turnovers, and now a couple turnovers to start the second here. Almost turnovers. I guess technically a turnover. K-State had it, but then stepped out of bounds.
Yegor on the end line to Saunders. Stripe extended left side. Cabas straddles the three-point line left wing. Richie to the top. Yegor right wing. Brought it down with a three-second shot clock to Richie. Richie will drive with two, get fouled with one. And so Richie on that penetration from the left wing gets near the hoop, takes a hit from Coleman Hawkins, and will shoot two free throws to salvage the possession, which got 29 seconds in before that shot went up from Saunders. Didn't go, but he'll go to the free throw line. Richie leading BYU with 10. Doug McDaniel with 12 to pace the Wildcats. The score is 42-27. BYU leading by 15 with 17-18 to play. Richie from the free throw line rattles it in.
I like that play from Richie, though, Greg. He knew the clock was running out. He didn't jack up a contested three. He just put his nose down and created contact, made the officials make a decision.
When you hear the crash, think of Jones Pane and Glass. Make that decision. Visit JonesPG.com to find a location near you. All right, Saunders for the second of two. Got them both, and so BYU leading by 17, just one off the halftime lead of 18. So pretty bad first 2 minutes for BYU, but good last minute to kind of steady the ship. Doug McDaniel bouncing left wing. Wildcats in lavender. BYU in white. Nell, ooh, nearly saved in off of C.J. Jones. I thought he did for the turnover, but
I thought he did hit it off Jones, but they don't give it to him.
Trevin Nell not scoring a lot of late, averaging 3.3 points per game in his last four games.
I love watching Mawood just blanketing McDaniels.
Max Jones to Coleman Hawkins, still without a field goal. Out to Jones. Jones to the right elbow. Spins to the middle of the paint. Squeezes it up with the left hand. Heavy rebound. Keita. Keita. Keita grabs his ninth board to go with 7 points. Richie works from the left wing. Still on the dribble. Very active. Finds Dallin Hall between the rings. Hall playing with Demon on the bench. Swiping at the ball is Jones.
They got him.
Dallin lobs to Keita! And he throws it down! The pick-and-roll hammer. Keva Keita gives BYU a 19-point lead, the game-high lead of 19. The Cougs have weathered the early storm from K-State here in the second half.
I waited my whole life to have a player like Keva that could do that for BYU.
Three-pointer missed by C.J. Jones. Rebound number 10 for Keva Keita. 46-27. BYU by 19. Is it hammer time? Whoa. Yes! Dallin Hall! Three-pointer left side! And the Cougs by 22! Jerome Tang says let it ride into forecourt. What a response. Left wing, Max Jones. Topside, C.J. Jones. Far side, McDaniel. McDaniel into a difficult mid-range jumper, and he banks. That's one thing I've noticed about Doug McDaniel. Not afraid to use the glass from pretty far out, and he does there expertly for two. Richie Saunders drives for two. Floats it up and misses at the rim. Gets his own rebound. Resets to Trevin. Touch pass Dallin. Another three. In and out, rebound, C.J. Jones. McDaniel, 14 to pace K-State. Max Jones, drive, blocked by Keva. He volleyball spiked it out of bounds. That was too easy for Keva. A lot of things coming easy for Keita tonight. 9 points, 10 rebounds. And that block shot takes us to
technical.
Break. Three blocks for Keva. Technical foul goes against the Wildcats. It'll be BYU shooting after this. 15-17 to go in Provo. BYU 49, K-State 29 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Attention BYU students, parents, and faculty. Did you know Quick Quack Car Wash is a proud sponsor of your BYU Cougars? That's right. When we're not keeping cars clean, we're painting our faces and rooting for the Cougs, just like you. Our wash packages will get you soap, shine, protected, and ready for game day. Plus, our in-wash light show, seasonal scented washes, and projector experience will keep you feeling great after a big win all week long. Stop in today to get the best clean your car can be with Quick Quack Car Wash, the official wash of BYU Athletics.
I'm not from this country, and so I was also on the verge of, can I actually pursue my case? My name is Ariel, and I was in a car accident. Siegfried and Jensen, they decided to take my case and decided to go and protect me as a person. This goes for those people that are not from this country. It is possible for you to get attention and for you to feel safe. Siegfried and Jensen took care of me, and they'll take care of you too.
Here for you 24/7. Call Siegfried and Jensen for your free consultation.
They'll take care of you.
You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
BYU Radio celebrates 100 years of BYU football with the new podcast series, Legends of 84.
He's going to score a touchdown for Brigham Young.
The show dives deep into the Cougars' 1984 National Championship football team and explores the faith, grit, and brotherhood that define this iconic squad. Find Legends of 84 on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, the BYU Radio app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Well, K-State scored the first 5 points in the second half to take it from an 18-point game to a 13-point game at 40-27. Since the first five were scored by K-State, BYU's gone on a 9-2 run. And going into our timeout, we had Keva Keita blocking a shot on the baseline. And then we had a technical foul, I believe, called against Kansas State, which would give BYU now free throws and possession, leading already by 20. So So a key moment here in the second half that we're going to call an All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth.
That was just a matter of time, really. In the first half, they gave him a leash to not call a tee, and obviously wanted a foul there on the shot. It wasn't on Cape. Cape ran from behind and just swatted it. But they didn't like that call and finally got the tee.
So Cape mentioned those three block shots to go along with his 9 points and 10 rebounds. Seventh time this season, 11th time in his career, Cape has had double-digit rebounds. And Cape is 1 point away from a double-double. And when Cape has a double-double, BYU's 2-0 this season, and his teams are 5-0 in Kaba's career. And so Kaba is pacing for that notation as well. And Kaba's last double-double came against Queens on November 13th. So 3 months ago, as Richie misses the free throw as we come back in. Technical free throw, and Saunders misses.
Richie's been good, but he's a little off with the shot in this one. 4 of 12, 2 for 6, and he did make his first two free throws. I think the percentage of missed technicals is higher. Just having no one out there, it's just you, a little pressure on.
Second for Saunders to give BYU a 21-point lead. Didn't sound good, but it was good.
I love what Cabe is doing out there. I think he underperformed a little bit the first half of the season from what I expected, but he seems to have a lot of confidence right now and is just an absolute force out there on the floor.
And that was actually a dead ball technical, so K-State gets possession. BYU got the free throws. Brendan Hawson off the inbounds left corner and takes a shove by Trevin Nell with Jerome Tang in the official's ear. That'll be three on Nell.
That's two sideline plays for Trevin that I thought should have gone his way, but yeah, they were going to give Coach Tang a whistle here.
15-15 to play here in the second half. Neither team has called the second half bonus timeout yet. Into Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins, 0 for 6 from the field. McDaniel pulls it down right corner. Jabbing on Nell, shoots a 3 over him and short on it. Cabo with rebound number 11. Cabo Cada's career high in rebounds is 15, by the way. Richie, left wing. Dallenhall, right wing, outside the perimeter. 14:55 on the second half game clock. BYU by 21, 50-29. Nell cuts low. Richie has it knocked out of his hands up high. Steal, and here comes K-State on a 3-on-2. Hawkins will kick in the left corner. Hawson for three, hit on it. He'll get three free throws on the miss. Turnover turns into possibly 3 points the other way.
That's one of those. Richie looked like he was trying to block a kick. He was there in plenty of time, and it went. He kind of mistimed it as he was running to the corner. And instead of blocking the ball, he hit the arm.
BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage, we help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. And Brendan Hawson, one of the wrong guys at the line, 82% shooter, knocks down the first of three.
Yeah, he hit his first two threes in this game and then has been quiet till these free throws.
Two for two on the trip. Just don't want to give K-State any hint of hope here. 19-point lead, 50-31. Hawson starting his 25th of 25 games. Coming off a pretty quiet day against Arizona. 8 points in the win. He was 2 of 6 in the field. He has 8 points in this one. Was 3 for his last 14 from three before opening up 2 for 2 from deep and makes all three free throws. So BYU fouled the wrong guy and then inbounds, knocked away by Hawson. 50-32, BYU's lead down to 18, which was the halftime cushion. So BYU's gone 5 minutes plus and has not lost anything off its halftime lead. Did get down to 13 in the second half, but then got up to 22 as well. So BYU's been up as many as 22 here in half number two. Dallenhall to the top. Picks it up, gives it up, Trevin Nell right side. High to Hall, nearly picked off. Driving kick, Cannon Catchings, and he turns it over.
Booz will come in for K-Bun. That's just a missed opportunity. They tried for the steal out front, and so BYU had numbers. They kick it to Cannon, and he's open in the corner, just fumbled it out of bounds. Cannon's been a little up and down. When he's good, he's really good, but hasn't done much tonight.
No points on 0 for 1 in 6 minutes. Doug McDaniel, forecourt right side. Left wing, Hawkins. C.J. Jones, right wing, Doug McDaniel. McDaniel, little pocket pass to David Gasson, who runs it up and in. Gasson's got four, lead down to 16. It was 22 moments ago.
You do see the Wildcats have more success when Cabe is sitting. He's such a great rim protector.
Hall, right wing, Nell. Nell will drive it, cut off on the right block. Out to Dallin Hall, stripe extended right side. High screen set by Foose. He'll slide into the paint as Dallin stays high on Hawkins, low to Foose. Foose to the middle, jump hook, no, but he's fouled by Gasson. Foose will get two free throws. On K-State, foul number three here in half number two. BYU with five fouls. So Gasson has his second. McDaniel with a single foul.
It was a good reset to post up Foose. He had an advantage on the post. Makes the first three. He's got five in a row. And not to jinx him. That's an anti-jinx. So he'll make this one.
...51-34 on the Traore make. Front end miss. His first miss of the night. 3 for 3 from the field. Now 5 for 6 from the stripe. 51-34. BYU leads 17. 13:35 to go. Cougs have lost 1 point off their 18-point halftime cushion. Coleman Hawkins still without a field goal. To the middle. Jump hook. And he's without a field goal no longer. He scores. He's got three, and the lead is 15, 51-36. Cougs have lost 7 off their game-high 22-point cushion. Dallin Hall drives the end line, reverse lay, good! Oh, Dallin Hall, look what I found on the other side of the rim. Meantime, Gasson drives and dunks. He got behind the defense and answers.
That should never happen off a made bucket.
53-38, BYU lead 15, but K-State threatening here in the second half. It's an uneasy 15-point lead.
Yeah.
53-38.
A heck of a shot by Dallin, though.
Dallin on the wing left. 7 points for Hall. He's got Hawkins on him. Put him on skates for a second. Gives to Foose. Foose sees a double. Passes out of it to Stewart. Trey Stewart on the arc right. High to Ketchings. Ketchings back to Trey. Down to 5. Down to 4. Down to 3. Ketchings for 3. Hit the front rim and desperation attempt. Rebounded by the Wildcats. C.J. Jones racing, kicking. Hawson bumped on the wing with 12:23 to play. The clock will stop.
Yeah, the second group is feeling a little shaky, and I think Coach Young felt the same way, so Yegor and Mowat will be checked back in.
Stewart exits, Ketchings exits, Mag and Demon in. When will Cabe Cater re-enter the game? You noted his rim presence, and now BYU seem to be missing it.
Yes, they've had two possessions where they have scored in the paint without Cabe in.
Gasson hands off to McDaniel. McDaniel, 14 on the night. Wide open path to the hoop and takes a hit on his way to the rim. Will he get two free throws out of this? Foul on Mag and shoots two. Yep, McDaniel has not shot free throws yet tonight. Will go to the line. He's only a 69% free throw shooter. Doug McDaniel, 2 years at Michigan, coming off a season high Tuesday against Arizona, scored 24, did McDaniel. He was 10 of 22 from the field. Last 7 games, averaging 15 and 6 points and assists. He misses the free throw. Shooting into the rock end. So now the students want some chicken. If Doug misses the second free throw, the student section gets free food and BYU keeps a 15-point lead. So it's a win-win. Made the second of two.
Was it pretty?
All right. It's down to 14. 53-39. Cougs led by as many as 22 here in the second half. Dawson Baker in the game. Right wing. Top side. Drive and kick. Mihailo in the right corner. Boskovich to Demon straight away. Deflected. Taken away. Steal. McDaniel, Hawkins. Hawkins back to a wide open McDaniel. Deep, deep three. Misses it. Rebound. Foose lost it to Jones, who saves it to the other Jones. Max to CJ. The missed three. Extended possession. Fadeaway jumper. Missed off the back rim. Loose ball foul on BYU. It'll be K-State basketball out of bounds. It'll be free throws, actually. 1-1 after this. Well, the lead's slipping away again on BYU, 53-39. K-State with still plenty of time left. Shoots 1-1 after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
In Salt Lake City right now, Utah hosting number 17, Kansas. The Utes on top by 7, 19-12, leading the Jayhawks. And then a score we were following earlier tonight has gone final. TCU winning at Arizona State. Final score, 74-70. Horned Frogs get the victory. Back over to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, in that game, Arizona State, their last lead came at 9-7. That was TCU kind of winning. It was a close margin, but Arizona State just never got on top after the early moments of that game. And so the Sun Devils really struggling in league right now, and that becomes a game that you got to think you've got to win now if you're a team like BYU, Mark, wanting to play in the NCAA tournament. Arizona State drops to 3-11 in conference now.
Yeah, they certainly want that one, and they've got some work to do here tonight. Certainly played well, but Kansas State could cut it to 12 with these free throws, and I think that technical by Coach Tang is probably worth it for him. BYU only got 1 point, and Kansas State has got every call since then. So 8-2 on the fouls in this half for the Wildcats.
BYU's being outshot by the Wildcats the second half, 50-40%, and being out rebounded 8-5. K-State, which was down 18 at halftime, has gotten to within 14, 53-39. The fans acknowledging Tom Holmo, who's being shown here on the big screen. Tom, who made his retirement announcement during our West Virginia game day on Tuesday, will be serving out his term into the summer, but the announcement coming out this week, and Tom receiving acknowledgement here in the Marriott Center by the fans on hand, and it's a big crowd. It's a sellout crowd for BYU tonight. We come back to free throws.
A big front end here.
Moby Ikegaruke will shoot 1-1 and make the first. This is as close as K-State's been in the second half.
BYU's got Kaba back in the game.
The foul situation's terrible right now. 8 against BYU, 3 against K-State. Ikegaruke misses the second, and it's another offensive rebound. A reset. BYU being outboarded 9-5 after halftime. And the offensive rebounds for the game now 12-10 Wildcats. C.J. Jones, free throw line jumper, leans in and scores it. Wow, this game is going the other way. 53-42. Cougs led by 22. That lead's been cut in half.
Late. Yeah, Gordon, he's a little more sure with his passing. He's had a few turnovers in this half.
He was the maestro to begin the game. 4 early assists, and he's having a tough time since. Only 1 assist and 2 turnovers since that early 4-0 assist to turnover start. Dawson Baker drive, turnaround jumper. Nope, nowhere close.
Not a chance.
K-State rebound, and this thing is totally changed here in the second half. Cougars weathered an early storm, but now they've slumped again, and a 1 for K-State at the other end to make it a single-digit game. 53-44, and Mark, a 22-point lead for BYU, and now it's single digits.
Yeah, I think you need to get scores back in. Hall just check in, but where's Richie? Here he comes. Richie sat a little bit too long there, I think. He's going to get
it's an unbelievable
K-Bos.
Surge. 17-4.
It started with a missed free throw, and they got another chance at it. So that was 3 that should have been 1.
Wow. The Jones bucket followed by a free throw, 3-point play, and it's a whole new ball game, Mark. It's 8 points with 10:40 to go. The 22-point lead is down to 8. This Cougar ship needs a rudder. Jones fouls Demon out front, but that's only foul number 4.
It's actually 3, so it's even worse than you thought.
9 against BYU, 4 against K-State. Demon will send in to Hall straight away. 9-0 K-State run. BYU scoreless in nearly 3 minutes. Boscovich at the free throw line. BYU needing a bucket in the worst way. Does Richie give it to him? Drive reversely, and yes, there it is. Richie Saunders, you asked for a mark, and he checks in and gets BYU back up 10. 55-45. Now a steal by Saunders on cue to Dawson Baker. He races at forecourt. Jumps it to Boscovich. Touch pass down corner. Three in and out. Man alive.
That would have been big.
Wow. Would have been big. Would have been huge. One for five is Hall from deep. McDaniel in a 10-point game. Pulls it out to the arc right side. 9:50 to go. BYU by 10. But the lead was 22. Hawkins on a post up. From the left block, he traveled. Shuffled the feet. Turns it over. K-State, with making five of his last seven from the field, turns it over in the post with Hawkins. Hawkins only 3 points, and this is a guy averaging 11 points per game.
And the funny thing, I don't know why this is, but Dallin is guarding him on the post on almost all of these. He's done a heck of a job. He's given up about 6 or 7 inches, and he just says, shut him down.
Have to ask Kevin Young about that post game, of what they saw they thought would work this way. Dallin Hall now runs the show for BYU, playing with Boscovich, Saunders, Baker, and Yegor. Richie tried to pass it into a cutting Boscovich, deflected out of bounds by the Wildcats, but it's a whole new ball game. It's a 10-point BYU lead, which feels super tenuous since the Cougs led by 20-plus earlier in this half. Yegor bounces to Baker, drives it, could have gotten a three-point play call there. No, but a driving lay-in. A great cut to the hole by Baker, and the assist to Yegor. That's 6 assists for Demon, and BYU's up a dozen, 57-45.
A nice bounce back here.
Can the Cougs steady the ship once again? Crossing over Hollis, McDaniel missed the driving attempt, and Dallin on the rebound. Dawson Baker races into forecourt. Dawson stops at 10 feet, finds Yegor. Thought about that three. Skips it to Baker on the wing left side. No look to Dallin up top. Hall outside the right elbow. Straight away, Mihailo thought about it. Hesitated. Missed the three. Slap out by Saunders. Rebound collected by Richie, who touches to Hall. And the Cougs get a new possession.
Great
top of
hustle.
The key.
Richie making it happen.
Dallin drive. Hard to the hole. Blocked by Hawkins. Fouled by Hawkins. Free throws for Dallin Hall with 8:43 to go. Dallin's been a steadying force here in the last couple of minutes.
He and Richie have been great. They both checked in at the same time when BYU was on the ropes, and now they're swinging back.
Hawkins picking up just his second.
A chance to get back up to 14 here, and time running out on the Wildcats. Looked like they were on the march.
5 fouls against K-State to 9 for BYU. Dallin misses the free throw. K-State's going to shoot 2 free throws the rest of the way, though. Double bonus for the Wildcats on the next BYU foul. Dallin, free throw number down around 70% now on that miss. 2 for his last 7 free throws for Hall. BYU's missed enough tonight, 11 of 16. 2-1 for 2 on the trip. Dallin makes the second. It's a 13-point BYU lead, 58-45. 8:35 to go.
Couple Doug minutes scoreless for the Wildcats.
Doug McDaniel, high bounce up top, left wing Gasson. Hawkins, short corner left. Saunders has him on the guard. Off a curl, Hawson for 3, heavy on it. Rebound deflected by Baker off of BYU out of bounds. 2 looks at the rebound, and neither player could squeeze it. That ball came down heavy and hot and bounced off 2 Cougs. It'll go to K-State. Baseline send in.
Smaller lineup, so everybody's got to crash the boards.
Hawson now 2 for 6 after opening 2 for 2 from deep. Max Jones takes some contact and coaxes it over the rim. That lost rebound by BYU turned into 2 points for K-State. 58-47. BYU had a 13-point lead and the miss, but couldn't find the rebound. Dallin drive, contact, and oh, no! It doesn't go, and now he's got to earn 2 at the free throw line when it should have been a 3-point play chance for Dallin Hall. That does not fall. It drops over the front of the rim and not into the hoop. How did that not go for Dallin? Now he's got to earn him at the free throw line where he was just 1 for 2 a moment ago. 8:04 to play. The clock is stopped in an 11-point game, 58-47.
It's a heck of a crossover to get to the rim as he makes that one, and he rose up there. He got really high and drew contact from a K-State big and almost got the 3.
Foul number 6, so BYU will be in the single bonus on the next K-State foul. Makes it beautiful. Josh down by Dowlin. Now 3 of 4 at the free throw line. K-State in fourth court, 60-47. The Cougs lead 13. Hawson for three. Short on it from the right wing. Richie Saunders soars for the rebound. Number 9, Richie, 15-9 for BYU. Demon right wing. Right corner, Trey Stewart for three. Yes! Trey with a tray in the right corner. And the Cougs up 60-63-47. K-State in fourth court. No timeout for Jerome Tang with 7:25 to go. Hawkins crossing over, getting around. Boskovich takes a bump. It'll be free throws. Two of them for Hawkins after this. 7:25 to go. Let's call that our Zions Bank shot of the game. Moments ago from Trey Stewart, that three-pointer in the right corner. Zions Bank shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. What a big shot from Trey Stewart. Trey Stewart now is 4 for his last 5 from deep.
He doesn't shoot a lot, but man, when he does, they're big, and he's been really good late.
We'll take a break, 7:25 to play. K-State shooting 2 in a 16-point game. BYU 63, K-State 47. Cougs doing what they need to do to keep the double-digit lead here in Provo on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Checking our points in the paint for BYU as the Cougs lead to Kansas State 63-47 here at the Marriott Center with 7:25 to go. Points the paint favoring BYU by a dozen right now, 34-22. The rebounding edge is BYU's as well at 33-29. Points in the paint brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Well, a 22-point lead dipped here in the second half. Got to within 8, did the Wildcats, at 53-45. But since that time, BYU's gone on a 10-2 run.
I thought Richie was a big factor when he checked in, and then Trey has been terrific lately. I mean, he hits the shots when they're there. An amazing defender. Got a really nice rebound in the first half. So, yeah, more minutes for Trey. He does good things when he's out there.
We come back into free throws, and K-State will shoot 2 the rest of the way. Coleman Hawkins, who's 1 of 2 at the line, 3 points. The job BYU's done on Coleman Hawkins. He comes in 2 tonight, averaging 11, 7, and 5. Points, rebounds, and assists. Misses the free throw, so he's holding at 3 points. Does have 8 rebounds, but no assists on the night.
Now, you really want to seal. They've already have an offensive rebound off a missed free throw, and if Hawkins misses, it'll probably be a long miss.
It'll be for Chicken as well. No. Well, the Wildcats they've taunted the BYU fans by missing the first free throw a couple of times, but they make the second. 63-48, BYU by 15. 7:15 to go. Can the Cougs close it out here in Provo? Stewart cuts low, takes the pass from Yegor. Stewart finds Saunders right side. Now Boskovich, now Richie, and Mihailo again, top of the key. Boskovich, quick turn, passes out of the right elbow to Baker. Baker with a 3-second shot clock, another 3 for Trey. This one's heavy, and the rebound collected by Moby Ikegaruke. K-State in four court, trailing by 15. 6:45 to go. Late clocks are good clocks for BYU. Gasson, left wing, outside the perimeter. Now a back down, high to Hawkins. Hawkins has Demon on the switch. Hawkins leans into Yegor, squeezes it up and misses. Saunders, another rebound, double-double, 15 and 10 for Richie Saunders. And for Richie Saunders, first career double-double.
Take a few seconds, but don't wait too long. Here's Dawson down low.
Baker, oh, right at the rim. They went for the block, and he gets it to go. Dawson Baker squeezes it up and scores it to put the Cougs up 17, 65, 48. The Cougs led by 18 at halftime, so 14 minutes into half number two, BYU's lost only 1 point off its halftime lead. Good way to look at it. Hawkins, right wing, to the cutter, Ikegaruke, and he takes a hold on the arm. It'll be 2 free throws for Moby Ikegaruke, and he was 1 for 2 moments ago. Moby Ikegaruke, averaging 2.1 points per game, has 1 point in this game. He's 7 for 11 at the free throw line on the year. He played 13 minutes and 36 seconds Tuesday against Arizona, second most minutes he's played this year. Moby Ikegaruke to the free throw line in a 17-point game. Two shots the rest of the way for K-State. Made it. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Second for Moby. Kansas will be here on Tuesday. The Jayhawks are in Salt Lake tonight and have gone on a 7-0 run after being down 11 to Utah. It's a 4-point game up on the hill nearing halftime. Ikegaruke, heavy, rattles out. 1 for 2 for the second time tonight for Moby Ikegaruke. Rebound to Mihailo Boskovic and Dallin Hall into forecourt. The clock is BYU's friend, 5:45 to go.
Can they hold on to the five-minute mark, Greg? Because neither one of these teams loses if they're ahead at 5 minutes.
K-State's lost just one time, but both teams are winless when trailing at that five-minute mark.
Nice.
Dallin Hall finds his way free for a six-footer out front. And makes it 67-49. So it was BYU by 18 at halftime. It's BYU by 18 in the closing stretch.
A really nice game from Dallin in this one.
To Mark's point, BYU 16-0 leading at the five-minute mark. 0-8 when trailing. The runner, good by Moby Ikegaruke, takes the hit. It'll be an and one.
It was a Euro step of all Euros. And gets it.
And to finish off Mark's point, K-State has lost one time at the five-minute mark when leading, but they are winless, 0-10. 13-1 leading at the five-minute mark, 0-10 when trailing, and K-State will be trailing at the five-minute mark. See if the Cougs can keep their trends alive. Ikegaruke for a three-point play. Pops out. Offensive rebound. Loose ball foul. BYU two more free throws. Wow. Dallin Hall picks it up. Well, if you're going to climb back in, this would be the way to do it. Keep stopping the clock and getting free throw trips.
Chance for a 4-point possession if both of these go.
67-51, BYU by 16. Gasson will shoot these.
That's the second offensive rebound off a missed free throw for the Wildcats.
K-State got into the double bonus early, and they're taking advantage. Missed that, though. They've missed their share. 9 for 16 at the line. Not helping the comeback effort at all.
A lot more fouls, it seems, on BYU, but they've shot three more free throws.
There we go. 0 for 2
is inevitable.
And the students get some free food. Everybody wins. 67-51. Boskovic, quick step, and a Euro to the rim. Bank and score from Mihailo. BYU back up 18. 69-51, under 5 to go.
I think that's there for him. He passed up on one time, but that time another great strong move.
Hawkins runner, banker score.
Tough shot.
6 for Hawkins, 5 coming after halftime.
He's made a lot of, he missed a lot of bunnies, but he makes that one, which was the hardest one of the night.
4:40, neither team's called a second half timeout yet, meaning we're still due for a bonus timeout plus the under 4-minute media timeout. Richie Saunders sees an opening. Driving lane, missed it, but he took a hit. Free throws for BYU. Richie Saunders to the line for two. In a 16-point game, 69-53.
See a lot there as BYU gets a break with free throws after the miss. Good, strong, quick first step with the left hand, but didn't finish.
K-State's allowed more than 70 points only once in the last seven games. This might be the twice in eight because BYU's at 69 and Richie makes it 70. This might be one of the highest scoring teams to face K-State this year, the way the Cougars are already at 70 with 4.5 to go.
How good's Richie been? Not his best shooting night, but 16 points, 11 rebounds for Richie in this one. He and Kaba battling out for the top rebounder of the night.
Kaba's 1 point shy of a double-double, and Richie's got his first career double-double. 16 and 11 for Richie, now 17 and 11. K McCabe is at 9-11, points and rebounds. BYU's lead is 18 again. Same thing lead they had at halftime. 71-53. Cougs a nice job weathering the second half storm on a couple of occasions. Brendan Hawson bodied out to the right perimeter. Gassam will now drive and have it knocked out of his hands and off his body out of bounds.
Kaba blocked it right off his head.
If they're going to give Kaba the block, that'll be four for Kada, and there it is. 9 points, 11 rebounds. Sorry, that's block five. 9 points, 11 rebounds, five block shots for Kaba Kada.
Can he get five more blocks in this half?
A triple-double?
He may. Because Kansas State will go right to the rim trying to get some quick points.
BYU should have enough here to get the job done. 71-53, big time lead, 4:05 to go. So we're going to go under four. Next whistle we hear will bring us to the under four-minute media timeout. Trey Stewart helps BYU beat the press into forecourt. He'll pull it out, and there's a timeout, and that'll be the under four-minute media timeout or the bonus timeout, either way you want to take it. We'll take two back-to-back long timeouts on whistles, by the way. So 71-53, BYU, the lead of 18, 3:56 to play on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Dinner basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fort, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Couple of notes, crowd number tonight, 17,228 officially. 750 people shy of a sellout, but for all intents and purposes, a full building tonight. So great crowd. And Kaba Kada's five blocks give BYU its first player with five blocks in a game since Matt Harms 4 years ago against St. Mary's.
He's been playing terrific. It might be the key for BYU going forward. They'll certainly need his physicality and rim protection against some good teams that they have in their future schedule. But what about their defense? BYU's been hit-miss defense this year, but only four assists for Kansas State in this game off 20 makes. Anything that Kansas State get, they have to go one-on-one to try and get it.
And here they are shooting 36%. Well, during their six-game win streak, they've been 45% or better in every one of those games.
Yeah, this is a terrific effort. Obviously, a couple minutes to go here, but Kansas State has been the best team in college basketball the last six games. They're a six-game win streak against some really good teams, and BYU's dismantled them tonight. I didn't have this being a kind of a double-digit victory on my scorecard going into this one, but BYU has just outplayed the Wildcats.
All right, we're back in, 3:56 to play. Yegor Demin, sideline send-in to Richie Saunders with a 20-second shot clock. Richie cut off beneath the hoop to the cutter, Mawut Mag. Mawut Mag beneath the basket, up and in, Mawut Mag with his second field goal. 2 for 2, 4 points for Mawut. BYU at 73. It's a 20-point lead, 73-53. Cougs have nearly equaled their game-high quotient. The Wildcats may be out of gas in their comeback effort tonight. Doug McDaniel says, well, fill your tank with this. Three-pointer left side and a full break. We're taking another one. 3:32 to go, 73-56. McDaniel turns a 20-point game to a 17-point game on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU looking to close the deal here with Kansas State. BYU basketball led to you by, brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers. Sierra West, the largest dealer in Utah, with the lowest prices. Three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. 73-56, BYU a 17-point lead over K-State. And the last time K-State led in this game, you've got to go back to the first half, and you've got to go back to the first minute. K-State led for the only time, actually, at 3-2. It's been BYU in front the rest of the way. The Cougs led by as many as 18 in the first half, as many as 22 in the second half, and lead by 17 down the stretch.
That's one of the first times all night that McDaniels has been able to lose Mawut Mag, who's been just smothering him. He's done a heck of a job. It's fun to watch a 6'7 guy be able to stick with McDaniels' lightning-quick little guard. And
What has done a heck of a job on him. This has been as fun as watching a 6'4" guy stay with a 6'10" guy with Dallin Hall and Coleman Hawkins.
That's exactly the other one that has been fun to watch that. Dallin, I can't wait to ask to Coach Young about that particular defensive strategy, but it's paid off.
Yegor runs the end line as we come back in. Dallin Hall is doubled, finds Yegor, who gets it into forecourt to Richie, and Richie to Mawut just outside the right side of the lane. BYU can run some clock here. 3:20 to go. And BYU will do just that. 15 seconds for Yegor, left side. Top side, Mihailo. Boskovic and Trey Stewart getting meaningful minutes the last three games and doing well with those minutes. Dallin now, ball in the crook of his right arm in the center circle. A crossover with four and with three. Driving kick, Mihailo. Mihailo contested three, front rims it. Offensive rebound,
clock.
Richie. And a full shot clock reset for BYU.
Richie with another rebound.
Well, I say full, but it should have gone to 20. It went to 30 on the board, and so they gave BYU 10 extra seconds. So they're going to put it at 18 now. The shot clock operator put it at 30, not 20, on the offensive rebound. So they'll shut it down and give BYU the ball on the far sideline. And BYU's going to send in right in front of Dave Rose, former BYU head coach, assisting or attending tonight with wife Cheryl. BYU booster Keith Nellison alongside, friend of the program, Demon, right wing, left side, Richie Saunders. Saunders has it knocked out of his hands, regains with a three-second shot clock. Dallin Hall with three and with two. Drive, finger roll off the window, high and no rim, and so a shot clock violation off the miss.
Not terrible. Yeah. He's up 50 seconds of clock there. He didn't get a point, but a minute is valuable.
Yep. It's always a math equation, and you take a minute off with a 17-point lead in the closing minutes, you're in pretty good shape. Cabe Cade is on the floor, and it's notable because he's 1 point away from a double-double with five blocks. There have been only four BYU players in the last 18 years who've had a double-double with five blocks.
Was I one of those? Oh, that was before me.
Yes. McDaniel, a free throw line jumper. 20 for McDaniel now. Doug McDaniel leads all scorers. He had 24 Tuesday, 20 now, and Kevin Young says, I got to talk some things over with my guys. So calls timeout. BYU with now two timeouts remaining. Same deal for K-State. BYU in Kansas for the first time ever in the Marriott Center. Sold out on Tuesday night.
Never thought I'd see it happen, and I imagine BYU will be favored in that. Kansas struggling a little bit up north. We're at least trailing at halftime, but 37-39. They're down two at halftime, and so I never thought I'd see Kansas in this building
in a conference game.
In a conference game, and BYU probably favored in that one, and that's a great opportunity. That's a very good team. You talk about the resume wins. Kansas is a ranked team. They're good. They're maybe not as good as they've been, obviously, but that's certainly a name if you can put that on your resume that people will respect and know you're a good team if you beat those guys.
Mark, you want to read this hockey final from Montreal tonight?
Oh, Canada. I'm so disappointed. 3-1, Greg. 3-1 for the USA. Should I start a USA chant with you, Greg? Are you going to join me?
BYU in forecourt. 73-58. Cougs lead by 15.
Canada needs more Calgary Flames on their team.
No Flames on anyone's team.
That's the problem.
All right, 2 minutes to go. 12-second shot clock for BYU. Dallin Hall, 30 feet away on the right side. Backs it up near the timeline. High screen set by Mihailo. Rolls to the free throw line. Dives to the paint. Kicks in the corner to Baker with a 3-second shot clock. Dawson with two, with one. Fadeaway jumper, rim. Rebound, Dallin Hall, reset again for BYU, and that should about do it. 1:45 to go, BYU by 15. Richie Saunders will drive base, take a hit, or step out of bounds. Turned it over, stepped out of bounds. So, Cougs not exactly a sailing to the finish here, but clock in BYU's favor. Mass substitutions here. Stewart, Mag, and Kata in. Boskovic, Demon, Baker out. And the best news the last few possessions has been a lot of clocks been used.
Yeah, you just want to get the win. I mean, you want it to look pretty, but just win.
McDaniel uses the window again. So crafty. 22 for McDaniel.
Praising Mawut, but the last four times down, McDaniel has just taken it right to him.
Jerome Tang calls timeout. 97. Ooh. Edwin Young signaled timeout and clocked Mawut right in the head. Oh, sorry, buddy. All right, 90 seconds exactly. It's a 13-point game, but it's a 13-point game really, really late. Cougs have seen a couple of 20-plus point leads shrink to this margin. And in fact, it got as low as 8 earlier in this half. But BYU's been weathering every storm.
They're waiting. I mean, obviously you want to use clock, but they're waiting too long. And then they're being forced into throw it up at the buzzer 30 seconds.
It's kind of a good lesson, too, that Kevin Young's teams, yeah, they play best fast.
Yeah.
And even though they want to use clock, we've clearly seen that when they force themselves to slow it down, they're not the best-looking team.
The good news for the Wildcats is that BYU will have to go to the free throw line and make 3 front ends at 1-on-1. So there's a chance, you know.
Yep.
They get front end misses and keep scoring. It could get interesting.
Yep. Not exactly out of the woods. I did say it looked like they kind of done the job, but at 13 points, 90 seconds to go, some work left to do. But this would be something, ending a team's 6-game win streak as K-State went from nowhere to a bubble conversation in the span of 4 weeks. K-State has allowed more than 70 for only the second time in their last 8 games. K-State allowed 73 in a win versus Kansas. Back on February 8th, they've allowed 73 in what might be a loss at BYU.
BYU's going to have to help Kansas State to win this game, or the turnovers and missed free throws. Unless that happens, BYU's
Dallin
in
Hall
good shape.
Takes a foul, and they probably say, well, they'll take their chances with a 70% guy. And so Dallin will go to the line for 1-and-1. But yes, as K-State's been in the double bonus forever, BYU still has to make possibly up to 3 front ends.
We'll see a lot of offense to defense substitutions when they can. Kata, Stewart, Magan.
73-60, the Cougar lead. Dallin Hall shooting 1-and-1. Nope.
Richie
offensive
get it.
Rebound, Richie Saunders, and then he collects it on the far boundary, gets it to Hall, and keeps it in play. Well done.
That had Richie Saunders written all over it.
Richie Saunders, career-high rebounding night. Kaba Kata was trying to call timeout far sideline. They gave it to BYU. So both teams now down to a single timeout. Richie Saunders, what don't you do? Saunders tonight, 17 points, career high 13 rebounds, 2 assists. You can add 2 steals to his tally as well. And he is by far and away the best plus-minus guy on the team tonight, plus 23. BYU's up 13, and he's plus 23.
If there ever was a play that exemplified who Richie Saunders is, it was that one. He ripped the ball away from Hawkins, got on the floor, somehow saved it from going out of bounds, and then gave it up to his teammate. And I think it's been Richie these last 3 possessions. We talk about these minute-long possessions, that Richie's been the offensive rebounding guy to kind of put this away. And I know they haven't scored, but Richie has done everything possible without scoring to win this game for BYU.
So 13 rebounds for Richie, career high. And of his 13 rebounds, 5 have come on the offensive end.
Dallin's got to hit those free throws. He's too good. He just is a little flat on his free throws. I was going to coach him at all. I just say, just high and soft. Think high and soft. Even if it hits the rim, maybe it bounces in. It just almost doesn't even get over the front of the rim.
Okay, next foul by K-State. If it's non-shooting, will be another one-and-one situation. Richie's 5 offensive rebounds tie a career high tonight, by the way. So new high in total rebounds, ties career high in offensive rebounds. And Yegor Denon, again, right in front of Dave Rose, will send in for BYU. 1:15, we should know. 1:15 is our clock time. And a 13-second shot clock for BYU.
That was a good timeout because they fouled Kaba. He would have had to go shoot that front end. Kaba's, you know, he's hit some big free throws, but he's not the guy you'd necessarily want at the line. So BYU will trigger on the sideline.
Yegor playing with Boscovich, Saunders, Hall, and Baker. Yegor goes backcourt to Baker. Dawson will cross the timeline with 8 on the shot clock. He's a double near the dividing line, and Hall takes the foul again from McDaniel. So another 1-and-1 for Dallin, who was 0-for-1 a moment ago.
I don't know if that's a good foul or a bad foul. I know they want to foul Dallin, but BYU had 5 seconds on the clock and would not have had a good look.
Dallin last year against K-State went 1-for-15 from the field. He didn't like seeing K-State last year, but this year 4-for-8 and 12 points for Dallin Hall. One of Dallin's better games of the year for sure.
Well, he certainly made up for it in Lawrence. The the next night or the next game.
Free throw good by Dallin. And Hall is now 4-for-6 at the free throw line. Dallin's highest scoring game since the home win over Oklahoma State. That was more than a month ago. In fact, it was a month and a day ago. Dallin had 14 against the Cowboys. And now he's got 13. And now he's got 14.
Much better arc on that one. He didn't need my help. He figured it out.
No, he's hearing high and soft from the sideline here. 5-for-7 for Hall. 75-60. BYU by 15. BYU by 12 is Brendan Hawson, who hadn't made a three in forever since the opening minutes of the game, knocks down a triple right side. That's 12 for Hawson. And timeout, the last one taken by Jerome Tang and K-State. And still a full minute left to go in the game. So 12 points and a minute. Stranger things have happened, but not too many. That's about the outer limit of comeback ability. And we should note that the next foul for K-State will put BYU in a two-shot situation, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it just says 8 on.
I've got 9 on the scoreboard. The monitor has 8 in the second half, and the scoreboard has 9. So we have a discrepancy.
That'd be nice to know if you're BYU in the huddle, but I guess just make them both anyway, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Now, Hawson with the big shot. It would have been over if he misses that, but there's still signs of life with a minute to go.
75-63, exactly 60 seconds. If you go by the scoreboard, BYU shooting 2 on the next foul. If you go by the stat monitor, BYU's got one more 1-1 to deal with. BYU, another dominant bench performance, 39-13. BYU plus 26 with the reserves.
And BYU went on a couple streaks, especially in that first half, where you could tell Kansas State got a little gassed. And that's when this game was won, if BYU holds on, was in that first half.
All right, Demon will trigger. Baker, Saunders, Hall, and Boskovich again. Yegor. Saunders down the end line into Hall. And Dallin has the ball knocked out of his hands. No foul, so 58.3. Again, if you go by the scoreboard, Kevin's going to expect a two-shot foul. We'll see if the officials agree with that.
Run their sideline inbounds here. Line up, 4 in a line.
Yegor. Count at 3, gets it into Hall. Hall finds Baker in the backcourt. Baker hip check, but no call. K-State probably wanting to foul here. And
they got it.
Oh, they got the 10-second count. BYU turns it over, didn't get it across in time. So the best of all worlds for K-State. Clock stops, no shot for BYU, and a turnover as BYU did not get it past. Look at Kevin Young just shaking his head, like, how do we do this? Trying to close this game out here.
It looked like there were a couple of bumps that could have been called.
Yeah, I felt like Baker felt he was almost giving himself up to the foul, and nothing was called. And now, is it Kevin Young calling timeout? It's got to be. Because K-State's out of him. Kevin Young is saying, how do you not blow the whistle when Baker gets a body check in backcourt? It ends up turning into a 10-second count.
Well, they could have called the first foul as it got knocked out of bounds on Dallin Hall, and then the hip check from Dawson. And all of those, that contact and the reset on the sideline, ate up the clock. But if BYU has timeouts, and don't have any now, but it would have been a good time to use it when it was even close.
Both teams out of timeouts. So any timeout call here would be a technical foul.
Yeah, just watching that Dawson Baker, that's all kinds of contact. And especially when a team in this situation probably trying to foul, you don't be stingy with the whistle in that instance.
BYU's 12th turnover of the night, points off of turnovers in BYU's favor, though, at 18-14. Max Jones into Doug McDaniel. McDaniel might be pulling and firing from deep here.
Watch
McDaniel,
too.
Left wing, Max Jones. He'll cuff it, drive it, scoop it, and score a 10-point game. Max Jones has 6, 42.6 to go. Mag gets it in the corner, receives the ball back, and now gets it to Hall, who's fouled near the timeline. The fans
really go for
want it. A flagrant one on Hawson, who wrapped up Hall. It was an aggressive foul, but Dallin will go to the free throw line. Now, the official's saying 1-1. The scoreboard is holding at 9. Now it says 10. They're giving him a two-shot foul. So, despite the discrepancy in fouls, we're going to show 10 on the board and give Dallin 2 here. So, 10 fouls. Double bonus both ways, rest of the way. Dallin free throw, good. BYU's up 11 now, 76-65. Only Kansas has scored more against Kansas State in Big 12 play this season. K-State scored 84 in a win. And 87, pardon me. BYU's at 77.
Four in a row for Dallin. Nice job.
Backtrack on that. Houston scored 87, BYU 84, and a double dribble out front. Wow, turnover, and that'll pretty much end K-State's comeback hopes, as faint as they were. So 77-65, just to recap that note a moment ago. Houston scored 87 in an 87-57 win. Kansas scored 84 in an 84-74 win. Those are the only two to score more than BYU scored tonight against K-State. Baker drive and finds Mawit Mag in the right wing. 30 seconds on the game, 24 on the shot. K-State's not fouling. This game is over. 77-65, BYU leads it. What will the final score be is the question. Dawson Baker in the center oval holding it at his thighs, letting the time tick away. Down to 13 seconds, 10 on the shot. Dawson dribbles to the right wing, guarded by Hawkins. Baker kicks in the corner. Yegor for three. Got it! It's an 80-point game for BYU. 80-65 on the Yegor three. Down to 4-3. A running three. A miss the other way by C.J. Jones. And the Cougars win it to end a six-game K-State win streak. BYU 80 and K-State 65, our final score. Post-game coverage begins next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU improves to 17-8 on the season, 8-6, two games above 500 in the Big 12, back-to-back wins, West Virginia on Tuesday, followed by K-State on Saturday. K-State may be lagging in some of the metrics, but six straight wins are six straight wins, and they beat Arizona, and they beat Kansas, and they beat Iowa State in that string. They've beaten good teams. They've been a good team. BYU beat a good team. It's a really good win for the Cougs, 80-65.
I thought it was a fantastic win, offense and defense. The only kind of number that wasn't great for BYU is that three-point number, but Kansas State does that to teams. And overall, though, just a complete dominant game against, like I said, kind of numbers-wise, in the last six games, Kansas State has been the best team in the country, and BYU handled them quite easily tonight. That's just a great, great game of basketball from BYU.
And some great, great performances for BYU tonight. Three Cougs in double figures. Richie Saunders with his first career double-double, 17 points and a career-high 14 rebounds. Kaba Keita ended up 1 point shy of a double-double, 9 points and 11 rebounds. Fuseni Traore, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Dallin Hall, 16 points to go with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. So for Dallin Hall, his best scoring game in some time. Dallin, you got to go back to, let's see, we're going to find, you got to go back to last season. His high this season was 14. So a season high, 16 points for Dallin. He was your third Cougan double figures tonight. Other scorers for BYU, Keita, I mentioned with 9, Baker with 9, 5 for Yegor Demon to go with 8 assists. 4 of them came pretty early. 4 points for Trevin Nell, 4 points for Mawit Mag, 3 for Trey Stewart. Big 3 for Trey, by the way. Mihailo Boskovic with 2. BYU gets to 80. Only the third Big 12 team to score 80 against K-State this season. The Wildcats were led by Doug McDaniel. After 24 against Arizona, 22 against BYU. He was outstanding. 22 points on 9 of 16. 12 for Brendan Hawson. That's it for double-figure scorers. C.J. Jones, 9. 6s for Gasson, the leading scorer at 13, held to 6. 6 for Jones, and Coleman Hawkins, who's getting it all done for K-State, held to 6. No assists for a guy averaging 5 assists per game. He did have 8 rebounds. And Moby Ikegaruke had 4 points, putting you at 65. BYU outshoots K-State 49-41%. K-State actually outshot BYU from the arc, 29-26%. So the Cougs survived a rough night from the arc. Free throws, BYU 77%, 20 of 26. K-State struggled there, 9 of 17, 53%. BYU big edge on the boards at 41-31. Offensive rebounds ended up dead even, but BYU had the second chance points edge at 11-8. 18 assists on 27 makes, so a 67% assist rate for BYU. 18 assists to 12 turnovers. K-State, 6 assists to 12 turnovers. Only 6 assists for Kansas State on 25 makes, and K-State's one of the better assist rate teams in the country. They were out of sync in that respect tonight. Miscellaneous categories, second chance points to BYU plus 3, bench points to BYU by 28, 41-13. The Cougs again get more scoring from the bench than the starters tonight, 41-39. Points in the paint to BYU 40-30. Fast break to BYU 15-12. 7 BYU blocks to 0 for K-State. Solid win in every respect. BYU only trailed for 23 seconds tonight.
A terrific win. And one of the things that's most encouraging is I'm seeing guys playing better. I'm a renaissance in their games, whether it's Trey Stewart or Mihailo or Dallin Hall doing a nice job. And guys coming in, and I thought Traore played well, and he seems to be getting his confidence back a little bit more. So it's good to see guys trending upwards. And when they get that kind of production, that team win, they're very difficult to beat. So I think we saw that tonight, and everybody contributed. And I thought the defense was terrific. You talk about 6 assists. Part of that is because BYU didn't have to help a lot. Guys kept their man in front of them on the dribble penetration, so then they're not kicking to an open shooter. Everybody kind of stayed at home, and it was really effective. That's hard to do, and BYU did it tonight.
DYJ, they say, do your job, and a lot of Cougars did that tonight. 80-65 is your final. Jason Shepard will kick off Big O Tires Cougar postgame live, then we'll come back to the Marriott Center for much more from Mark and me. Cougars 80, K-State 65, our final on the new skin.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepard.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? BYU knocking off the hottest team in the country, 80-65 over the Kansas State Wildcats. Welcome in to Cougar Post Game Live, presented by Big O Tires. BYU, big winners tonight at home. That's now 2 wins in a row. And because the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50, that's BYU50, on the app or at papajohns.com on Monday, and receive 50% off pizza. This offer good at any Utah location Monday only. All right, got a little bit of time, so we got to get right to it. Let's jump into the scores in the Big 12 Conference. Only one game going on, not too far from us, up in Salt Lake City. Utah hosting number 17, Kansas. And right now, the Utes with a 7-point lead with roughly 16 minutes to go in the second half. It is 52-45, Utah leading the Kansas Jayhawks. Everything else in the Big 12 is a final. It's a good one in Tucson earlier today. Number 6 Houston knocks off 13th-ranked Arizona, 62-58. The Red Cougars now 13-1 in Big 12 play. In Ames today, number 10 Iowa State defeating Cincinnati, 81-70. Texas Tech winning in Stillwater over Oklahoma State, 93-55. It took overtime, but Baylor gets the 3-point home win over West Virginia, 74-71. Colorado finally picks up its first Big 12 victory. They defeat UCF, 76-63. And TCU wins in Tempe over Arizona State, Horned Frogs, 74, Sun Devils, 70. Top 25 action. Let's get you the games that, actually everything is a final with the exception of the 17th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks still in action. So we'll go with the finals. Number 22, Mississippi State over Ole Miss, 81-71. A battle of the top two teams. Number 1, Auburn, defeating number 2, Alabama, 94-85. Third-ranked Duke over Stanford, 106-70. Fifth-ranked Tennessee defeats Vanderbilt, 81-76. Number 16, Wisconsin wins at number 7, Purdue, 94 to 84, Texas A&M defeating Arkansas 69-61. And it was number 21, Missouri, winning at Georgia 87-74. Clemson defeats Florida State 72-46. Michigan State over Illinois 79-65. Texas upsets number 15, Kentucky 82-78. And number three, Florida over South Carolina 88-67. Some local scores for you. Everything's a final. 70-68 Utah Valley over Southern Utah. Weber State loses at Montana 65-58. And Utah Tech falls on the road at Cal Baptist 86-83. Earlier today, pretty good day at the Marriott Center. There were two basketball games played, two BYU wins. BYU women's basketball upsets number 20 Oklahoma State 68-64. That's been a little over a year since BYU knocked off a team in the top 25. It was number 18 Baylor last year, but today it was the Cowgirls of Oklahoma State ranked number 20. They fall BYU 68-64. Cougars now 13-12 overall, and they are now 4-10 in Big 12 play. All right, after the break, get you back over to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats at the Marriott Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, BYU knocks off K-State 80-65 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside to the Marriott Center. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant. Post game coverage rolls on. BYU defeats Kansas State by a score of 80-65. Let's get to our new skin data discovery of the game, brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, you looked at the box score. What did you like in tonight's data for a discovery?
Well, I like the 7-0 on the blocks. Obviously, Kabakeda had a great night swatting away shots, but that's pretty impressive for BYU to have that kind of dominance inside at the rim.
All right, back-to-back nights with Trey Stewart on the postgame headset. Trey joining us after a win in Morgantown and now a win against...
Should be a regular.
Against, evidently.
Third man in the booth.
Evidently.
Trey,
thoughts on back-to-back wins for BYU?
I think it's a huge momentum thing. I mean, K-State, they won 6 in a row. They're playing really well. In the Big 12, that's what it is. I mean, the team can get hot. You win 3 games in a row, and all of a sudden you jump, what, 8 spots in the league? So it's fun.
6 wins in a row is something else, though. 3 wins is one thing, but to win 6 in a row, and in those wins, there's an Arizona, there's an Iowa State, Kansas. There's a Kansas. These are legit wins to get where they got.
No, they were a legit team. They had a lot of great players, great pieces. By our great game plan, we were able to hold their good players down. But, I mean, they had 5 players averaging double figures, which is just incredible numbers.
Yeah, one of the things I love about you, Trey, is that you are a great defender, and I know the team relies on you for that. And obviously, hit a big three. That was really nice and got a big rebound, I thought, in the first half. And then Richie got the dunk off of it. So really nice job. But I want maybe a little bit more about that game because I thought this was one of the better defensive efforts tonight. What was the game plan? Who did you guys – they had a lot of scores, but what was the plan to stop some of those guys?
It was a very unique game plan given that they had five players averaging double figures. Number 0. I'm not good with names, but numerically I'm very good.
Doug McDaniel,
yeah. Incredible player. I mean, hats off to him. He had a great game, 22, 24 points. Let's see. Yeah, 22.
Ironically, there's no O in his first name.
I know. Yeah,
we've seen
it. Yeah, I was like, we'll take it. But, yeah, our game plan was for him and then same with 33. We weren't going to switch on those, so we're going to keep Mo and Richie. And hats off to them. They did their thing guarding them. And then when subs came in, we just wouldn't switch off them.
And 33 is Coleman Hawkins, yeah. By the way, and he was averaging 11, 7, and 5.
Yeah, so it was a very unique game plan. You had 11 that we had to be aware of at all times. But, yeah, we really locked in these past couple days in practice and felt really good going into this.
Great execution. Trey Stewart with us. We'll take a break. More from Trey after this. BYU 80 and K-State 65. Our final on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 80, K-State 65 is our final score tonight here at the Marriott Center. Just shy of a sellout, 17,228 in the building. Visiting with Trey Stewart here courtside as Big O Tires Cougar postgame live rolls on. Let's get you our postgame award honorees, the Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. We'll give you the player's name and his stats, and then Trey Stewart will tell us if that's a good call or not. Richie Saunders, 17 points, 14 rebounds, first career double-double, 14 rebounds are a career high. He also had a couple of assists and a couple of steals. Richie's the Waystar Star of the Game. Trey, do you concur?
Hey, man. Richie is one of those guys who can drop a quiet 20. But the play that like was a game changer for me was when he dove on the floor and got that. And just like how he plays in general, just you see
was
how
it off
goes
the missed free
there.
Throw?
It was off the missed free throw. Boom, ball goes down. And he just has so much heart and making those big plays. Like that's the difference between winning and losing. It's just those tiny little marginal things.
Okay, Metal Mart, Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years. Proud sponsor of BYU basketball. Going Kabakata tonight, 9 points, 11 rebounds, 1 point shy of his sixth career double-double. Trey, thumbs up on that one.
Paint presence of Kaba tonight was incredible. I mean, that first segment that he went in, he just killed it. And then beyond that, his paint protection and just the fear that he strikes in teams right away. It's just ridiculous. I mean,
five block shots.
And just like some of them are just looks like he's someone just throwing him the ball up and he's playing volleyball. Just like his brother.
Trey, you know, this team has had ups and downs, but you get a big road win in West Virginia, and now you stacked a win onto this one. How important were these last two games going forward as you've got a tough road ahead of you to finish up conference?
I mean, it's like back against the wall. I think teams peak throughout seasons. I think last year we peaked a little bit early, so then by the time we got to the tournament, we were a little down. But I think we're peaking at a great time in the season right now. And obviously, I mean, we can keep getting that momentum going, but we're feeling good about ourselves. We're feeling comfortable. So I'm excited for the future.
Another big three for you tonight on a 1-for-2 three-point night. Put BYU from up 13 to up 16 with just under 8 minutes to go. You've been shooting the three ball well of late, and particularly you and Mihailo. I mentioned you guys together. We've seen your minutes tick up recently, and both you guys are making great contributions. And Coach Young talks about team wins, and we're seeing the embodiment of that right now. True team wins for BYU.
100%. Me and Mihai, like all blessings to Mihai. I'm so grateful for him because I mean it's a grind every day. It's hard to go through these situations. But me and him have just been very good at keeping each other present, keeping each other like, hey, when that opportunity comes, you go in there and you just do your thing. So that's why when we get out there, we're feeling very loose. We're feeling very free because it's like, respectfully, we have nothing to lose in that like regards. But at the same time, it's just the work that we've put in. And, yeah, shout out Mihai. He's killing it right now.
Well, Trey, you always look good on the court and you always look good off the court. I got to ask you, you're so talented off the court and things you do. What's the latest to Trey Stewart project? I just want to know. My goal is to own a Trey Stewart item, man.
Crazy.
I'm not cool enough to do it. But
so my high school, my company that I started, Default Happiness, I just gifted to my high school. So I'm starting a high school program where I teach and mentor young kids how to run a business. Excited about that. I'm going to keep sewing for pro athletes. So I'm working on pieces right now for Anthony Edwards, Allen Iverson, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Awesome.
A couple rappers as well. And then as far as like my working, I work for a hat company and a collegiate sportswear company called Wood & Grail. So I work part-time. As soon as I get done for practice, I head to our warehouse in American Fork.
Do you design hats as well?
Design, yeah. Market, I do. It's just me and my friend Alex. We're blown up. It's been doing really well. So we're excited for the future.
He makes shots on the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the sad thing is he's good at everything. I mean.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Now, you are rocking an interesting hat.
Yeah, I'm rocking a K-State hat. Shout out K-State. Even though we beat him, it's all love. I'm giving my boy, that's our good old boy, Asuquo, over there. I'm gifting the whole team K-State hats because that's one of the teams our company's licensed with.
No kidding.
Awesome. Yeah.
So they got these hats from you, one you're wearing?
So there's four different ones that we've designed. We actually have five, but, yeah, we just wanted to gift it to them when teams come around that we're licensed with. We just want to share that love.
I don't know how many – well, there aren't any – players of any teams that's designing stuff for the other team to wear on their way out of town.
It's easier to give them stuff when you beat the heck
out of them. It's a lot easier. That's what I was hoping because I was like, man, I really don't want to give these hats and be like, man, thanks for just kicking our butts. But, hey, no, hopefully they enjoy them. Hopefully like, feels makes them feel a little bit better.
Absolutely. And BYU, by the way, stays perfect in Provo against K-State now. BYU 4-0 all time against the Wildcats here in Provo. Trey, always pleasure. Congrats on the win. Let's see. Kansas. Coming in on Tuesday.
Ooh.
And they are down double digits.
To Utah. Okay,
at Utah.
Talk to them.
So, I mean,
how are our boys doing? Who's cooking?
see. Oh, Mattson's got 19 to lead Utah right now. So, should this thing hold, K-State's going to come in needing a win to salvage a split. They'll be fired up. Either way, they'll commit. Either way, it's a huge game when you bring KU into town.
Yeah, 100%. I'm excited about it. I think last year my biggest pet peeve is when people would be like, man, I wish Kansas was coming here. I was like, well, I have zero control over that, so I'm sorry. You don't get your good game.
We did beat them there, if that's okay
with
you.
We did beat them there, which was great. I was like, man, we did your thing. But, yeah, really excited to have them in the house. Let's just go get that dub.
All right, thanks, Trey. Appreciate you.
Bye, brother. Appreciate
it. All right, that's Trey Stewart. Coach Kevin Young is coming up. We'll also hear from Jerome Tang as we continue on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live and the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. Hey, Mark, before we break, let's revisit your keys to the game brought to you by our Ford stores. The first one didn't hit, but it didn't matter, did it? You wanted BYU to be 35% or better from three. As it turned out, BYU was under that number, but made as many threes as K-State, so kind of a wash on the point total from the arc.
Well, a little surprised how dominant they would be in the paint. They really took it to K-State, who I think maybe tried to over-defend the three and left them vulnerable to other things. So a nice job there, but it was about playing fast and scoring a lot of points against K-State. That doesn't happen often. They did it tonight.
Now, your other key to the game was pretty gutsy because K-State had allowed more than 70 points only once in the last seven games, and you wanted 75 or more from BYU, and you got 80 tonight from the Cougs.
Yeah, that's really impressive. They've done that a couple times with some really high defensive teams, and they've been able to score, especially in this building. BYU, when they get rolling, they can put together some nice streaks, you know, 8, 9, 10-point runs, and especially in this building, makes it really hard.
All right, that's Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live, BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show coming your way next. We'll hear from both coaches on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Post Game Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Kevin Young is coming up between now and then. Let's hear from Jerome Tang, head coach of the K-State Wildcats. BYU beats K-State 80-65 tonight. Our thanks to Kirsten Meredith of the BYU Athletic Communications Office for getting these post-game comments from Coach Tang a short time ago.
All right, first of all, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the opportunity I have to live life with these guys and be the head coach of Kansas State. It's a blessing. Even in the tough times, there's just so much goodness and greatness that you see in these young men and the way we're able to impact their lives. I want to give all the credit to the BYU staff and their players. They kicked our butts tonight. They were a better team. They were a more physical team. They were a more assertive team. They were just all around better than we were tonight, and they get all the credit for that win. And thankfully, you know, we got a quick turnaround, you know, so we don't have to live with this one for very long, and so we've got to regroup and head down. I guess it's down the road. I'm not positive with the geography around here, but to Salt Lake for the next one to play another really good team.
Coach, what would you kind of attribute the slow start to?
Them. Yeah, them. They just, I mean, we had 25 made buckets at the end of the game on 6 assists, which meant they made us play one-on-one, you know, and we could never get them chasing. And when they weren't switching screens, and so we needed to set screens, and we didn't do it. They were way more physical on the screens than we were. And so that's coach. That's on me. And so we will correct that.
During this 2 games in a row where Coleman's stats are down a little bit, what can you do to get back going again?
Yeah, you know, this is a team game, so it's not one guy. Like, everybody picks each other up, and so, you know, he gets a lot of attention. And so, you know, even if Coleman's stats were a little bit better, I don't know that it would have mattered tonight. And I thought he did everything we needed him to do to help us beat Arizona at home. And so, yeah, this is not about one guy, whether he played well or didn't play well. As a team, we didn't play well tonight.
Coach, did you expect BYU to attack you guys as much as it did in the paint?
Well, you know, they have the number one in the conference in three-point attempts and finishes at the rim, right? That's what they want to do. And we knew which way those guys wanted to drive. They just did it better than we were able to defend it tonight.
What's the hardest thing about defending three when you face a team that's, you know, so eager to shoot and so fast to shoot when they do get loads?
It's when they get you chasing, right? Like, and if we can guard a yard and keep a guy in front of us and, you know, then contest a shot, you know, we're pretty good. But when you're not physical on screen, so therefore you're in a chase position and now the guy's going downhill and then somebody else has to help a little bit now to get the ball moving, you know, that now you're just that's what makes hearts. And they have multiple guys out there. They space the floor really well who can shoot the basketball that you have to be concerned about.
Jerome, what did you do during your six-game winning streak that you weren't able to do tonight?
Probably had more assisted buckets and we played better defense. Our defense has been really good for the most part. And tonight, their speed and their physicality we couldn't impact the basketball.
You've done short turnarounds before. What's the key to navigating them like this?
To wash it. Just have to wash it real quick. Recovery, do what we have to do tonight. Wash this, you know, start prepping right away. And they have to, the good thing for young guys, you know, young people get over stuff quicker than us older people. So, hopefully they get, you know, they can move on and real quick. And because, you know, whether you're winning or losing, you know, like whatever happens, you got to be able to get rid of that and move on to the next game and make it a one-game season, you know. And that's what we've been doing. That's what it allowed us to be successful of recently. And so now it's just whether we had won or lost this game, we still have to improve and we still have to get better. And so that's what we have to try and do in a short period of time.
All right, that is Jerome Tang, head coach of the K-State Wildcats. Those comments a short time ago. And the takeaway from that, Mark, he said it right on early. The BYU staff, the BYU players kicked our butts tonight. They were better in every way.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, Coach Tang, no, I mean, that's a hot, good basketball team, and BYU shut them down today.
Head coach Kevin Young joining us now on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach Young, congrats on a great win over a very good basketball team that was playing some of the best basketball, really, in the country for the last few weeks.
Yeah, now what they've been able to do over the course of that run they just got on was super impressive. Beat a lot of really high-level teams, and, you know, they had a lot of guys step up. But, you know, I thought our guys came in and really just proud of the way we executed the game plan, you know, especially to start the game. I mean, to hold that team to 22 points and a half was impressive, which gave us a little cushion going to the second. And then, obviously, you know, they're a good team, so they're going to make a run, which they did. But even that, you know, we were able to respond to that as well.
There were some exceptional elements of the game plan. You did some things that maybe they weren't expecting to see. How would you characterize the things you wanted to throw at them tonight?
Well, first of all, just credit to my coaching staff. You know, we that was probably the most debated game plan we've had all year.
Yeah.
You know, and good. You know, it reminded me of some NBA game plans where you got dynamic guys in pick and roll, different combinations, and you don't want to switch this and you don't do want to switch that. You try to put a coherent game plan out for the players so it doesn't look like hieroglyphics when they're trying to read what the game plan is. So, you know, it was a well-earned, you know, win from that standpoint. But, you know, credit goes to our guys for being able to execute it.
Well, I thought you did a good job on McDaniel. You did get 22, but Mawut, it seems like you kind of said, Mawut, you just take care of him, and at least in that first half. And the guy I want to ask you about, though, Coach, is Hawkins. I mean, he's a great player. He comes up with 6, 2 of 9 shooting, and it seemed like a lot of times Dallin Hall ended up guarding him on the post. Did a heck of a job. Is that just how it happened, or was that part of the strategy to have Dallin guarding him on the post?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds unconventional, but yes, it was part of the strategy. I mean, we worked on that a lot, and we studied, you know, the film of practice. And, you know, Dallin, like, you forget how strong Dallin is. I mean, Dallin's he's an absolute hoss. And so that first post up he tried to get, you know, you best believe we showed that one at halftime and gave Dallin his due credit. But, you know, I think we're just continuing to learn about our players, continuing to learn about, you know, what their strengths are, and even if it is unconventional, you know, we've been able to find some things that have been able to work.
Hawkins averaging 11, held to 6. Gasan averaging 13. He's held to 6 as well. Haasen kind of got his average, but it took him to the last minute till he hit that. He went about 38 minutes of game time without a three, which is his calling card.
Yeah, I mean, he got those two early in the first, I think two in the first. Yeah, yeah. One in the corner and one super deep one. I mean, he's got deep range. He's a heck of a shooter. He's a good ball player. And, you know, I thought we did a better job, you know, on him. But also that comes at a cost, you know. And the other guys had some driving lanes, so he still provided a lot of spacing for them, even if he wasn't making shots.
Plus 28 in the bench points. Second consecutive game with a margin of plus 20 or better on the bench between West Virginia and this one. Man, you guys are getting it done from a bunch of different places.
We are. I mean, you know, if you just look at the minutes distribution, it's kind of all over the place, which I thought actually hurt us in the second half. I was trying to find the right combination of guys, and it just got funky there. Then we ultimately got some stability with the lineups. But, you know, I didn't see that coming necessarily this late in the season, playing that many guys, but it's worked for us, you know. It does make us different. I think we have a little bit more gas in the tank. I mean, there's not that many teams in the country, I think, that are going with the 10 to 11 man rotation, and so it may not be like that every night, you know. And I think it's just a credit to our guys for staying ready. Credit to the coaching staff for keeping the guys ready with workouts and so forth. And, you know, it's a testament to our guys' mindset, which is win.
And there probably aren't too many teams in the country that have a 2-0 week, and in both games the bench scored more than the starters.
I mean, that's an incredible stat. You know, it really is. I mean, it's a lot of people deserve credit for it, and, you know, none more than the players themselves. But how about our three-headed monster at the five? You know, Kaba goes for almost, you know, a double-double in five blocks. Fu scores 11 points in almost as many minutes. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Meet Mihailo comes in. They went to their switching scheme, which slowed us down on the pick and rolls. So we started playing a lot more off-ball action and letting him sort of facilitate. He had the one strong drive. So, you know, we that three-headed monster at the five has really borne a lot of fruit for us. And you know, just trying to push the right buttons, given wins and understanding, like, okay, this is the time when that specific skill set is needed at the five.
There's a particular starter I want to shout out. He gets his first career double-double tonight, if you can believe that. Richie Saunders, 17 and 14, 5 offensive rebounds, tie a career high. And in a game you win by 10, he ends up at a plus 25 on the night.
Yeah, no, I mean, his will is just...
I'm sorry, a game you win by 15, he ends up at plus 25.
Yeah, I mean, his will to just get things done is just, you know, just what makes him great, you know, and... I think that last rebound he had on and where he's diving into the deal and saved it, I mean, that just encompasses who he is and what he's about. And I've said it many times, I'll say it again, most guys that play like that are bad offensive players. It's just
they're not shooters.
No, that's just why they make it, because they just have that uncommon motor. But, I mean, he's one of the most efficient offensive players probably in the country, and he does that. So that's really what makes him unique. You know, we're extremely lucky to have him. And, you know, I think his teammates look up to that, and it kind of makes them play even harder just seeing how he, you know, how hard he plays.
I like to tell people he's gone from glue guy to go-to guy, but he retains the glue elements of his personality that make him a great guy to have.
Yeah, I mean, it's super unique. It really is. I mean, you know, I feel just, like I said, lucky that he's on our team and he's bought into the way we want to play. And I love coaching him, and I love having him here at BYU.
He kind of righted the ship a little bit when Kansas State was getting back in this game. And then you mentioned that rebound where he got on the ground. But I think two times before, you had two possessions where he went and got offensive rebounds. So basically you use up a minute of clock late in the game to extinguish any hope from that. But let me ask you this, Coach. You've talked a little bit about that. How you're getting so many guys involved, but that's got to be gratifying and exciting to you as a coach that a lot of your guys are kind of playing their best basketball. I think Trey and Mihailo and Foos and Dallin, all those guys are trending in a good direction. That's got to give you a lot of confidence going forward.
Yeah, it does. You know, it does. It's you know, they're getting confidence. They're figuring out how to play with each other as well. But you know, like I said, it's. I don't want to make a super huge deal out of it, but it does present another level of challenge, you know, for our staff, just to figure out just which guys to go with in which situation. But and I told our guys today after shoot around, that was one of my messages to them, was, you know, hey, just continue to have joy for whoever's out there, you know, and that makes our team unique. And you know, bench energy, like, was incredible. I know that sounds super coachy, but I thought the sense – I even showed the guys on film. Cincinnati game, our bench energy was like a C-minus, and then we go to West Virginia, and it was off the charts, and we literally showed a clip of it. That was the last clip we showed before the game, was just how fired up the bench was, and that stuff matters, you know. I always hated that when I was on a team that wasn't together, and I would see the other team's bench going crazy, and it's like, man, that team's connected, and I think our group's starting to get there.
Take a break. It's interesting what you say about, you know, trying to parcel out the minutes, because you're not doing it in a sterilized team room where you're in a coach's office. You're doing it with the clock running and the score changing, and you got to make the right call at the right time, and you only have so many minutes to work with when it's happening in front of you.
Yeah, and even, like, you know, everyone asked me about the differences of the NBA and college. I mean, NBA, you're 48 minutes. It's way easier to play a 10-man rotation, and here it's 8 less minutes.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's very difficult, you know, and so – again, just credit to our guys for staying ready, and credit to our coaches for keeping guys ready.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with some closing comments from Coach Kevin Young. His Cougs defeat the Wildcats tonight here at the Marriott Center in front of 17,000-plus, 80-65 our final on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, final score tonight, 80-65, BYU over K-State. BYU now 4-0 all time against K-State and Provo. Cougs go back to 2 games above 500 in the Big 12 at 8-6. Head coach Kevin Young joining us on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. And I think this one comes down to strategic purposes. In this one, we're going to go to the assist number for K-State tonight. Kind of a weird one to go to, but we're going to it. I like it. 6 assists on 25 makes. So, you know, you're looking at a 25% assist rate or thereabouts for K-State, and this is a team averaging, Coach, 60% assist rate or better on the year. You really took them out of what they wanted to do, what they do best.
Yeah, no, I think, like I said, the attention to detail on the defensive game plan was impressive. And then, you know, I'll piggyback off that set. Then on the flip side, we go 18 assists on 27 makes.
67%.
So, you know, that's how we want to play. And so, yeah, it was just a good job executing on both ends of the floor.
Coach, I have to talk a little bit about KB. He was terrific. 9 points, 11 rebounds, I think 5 blocks.
Mm-hmm. 5 blocks, yeah.
He seems to be another guy that is really trending in a good direction. I mean, he's such a great rim protector and seems to be more comfortable offensively around the rim as well. You got to be pleased with how KB is playing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we made it a concerted effort to get him the ball. You know, particularly on their switching. You know, we had some good ones in the first half where he was able to catch high, keep high, and finish. You know, so he's coming along. You know, he's a guy that his upside, even though he's a, you know, an upperclassman, is through the roof. You know, we want to continue to see him get better. You know, he gives all of us a ton of confidence on the defensive end of the floor, and the more he can continue to score the ball offensively, it's just a cherry on top.
You got to go back to last season to find a Dallin Hall game with 16 points, season high for DH tonight. He played well, and Yeggs had his best assist night in a few weeks with 8 tonight.
Yeah, and not only that, but only 2 turnovers. You know, he got a little careless with it. I got him out early, got him back in there in terms of Yegor. But I thought he set the tone. I thought he turned down some threes that were the right decisions that allowed us to get some more efficient shots. It's something we've talked to him about.
He had 4 assists early in this
week.
Yeah. Really quick.
So proud of his ability to carry things over. But Dallin was a stud, man. I think 14 of those were in the second half. You know, I've been all over him about just trying to live like a scorer more, even if you don't shoot, but just that attack mentality. He's so darn strong, and he's starting to figure out how to drive this pressure. Which I think we saw in West Virginia. We saw it tonight. Just love the aggression that he's playing with. It's going to be huge for us moving forward.
And he goes 7 of 9 free throw line, and I think it was off of one of his misses that Richie ended up on the floor. Is that right?
It was, yeah. Like, and even, you know, I know it's, you know, in the game gets weird, but it's hard to handle that much pressure, you know, and be able to get the ball where it needs to go in terms of their full court pressure and then come up and you know, knock down some free throws. So he was good tonight.
80 points tonight against a team that does not give up a lot of high-scoring games for their opponents. And I was really impressed early how aggressive you were in getting out into transition and really pushing it up. How important is playing fast in transition to this team's success?
Wildly important. You know, and that being said, I think we are getting a lot better in the half court when it slows down. But, you know, I think that speaks to our depth, too. We can wear teams out, especially here at home. And we talk about it constantly. Our guys have really bought into it. And, you know, I don't think anybody wants to see BYU in transition.
Okay, Coach, you play the back-to-back Kansas teams, K-State tonight, and then Kansas comes in on Tuesday. K-State, by the way, turns around. They get Utah on Monday, so a short turnaround. Utah's working with Kansas right now. It's a two-point game late. You get the Jayhawks in your building. Kansas has never played in the Marriott Center, and so like it was tonight, full house, we'll see it again on Tuesday.
Yeah, this place will be rocking. Look forward to you know, getting another chance to get a big win.
Coach, congrats again on tonight, and we will see you back in the building on Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Kevin Young and the BYU Creamery, Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. That'll do it, Mark. Great win tonight for BYU, and just great play in a lot of ways for BYU.
Heck of a win. I mean, I can't stress enough how good Kansas State was playing, and BYU getting 80 points and playing like they did. I'm super proud of the guys. I think one of the best defensive efforts for this team. And if this team can kind of get an identity defensively, they could really be a handful for a lot of teams. I'm excited for Kansas. That'll be something special. But, you know, it's just another game. And the way BYU's playing, I like their chances. So, great win tonight. I'm a bachelor, Greg. My wife, Mary Lee, and Stratton are down in Arizona playing golf. Stratton's tournament down there. So, I just want to give a shout-out to them and the Higby family that they're staying with. Great BYU fans. Has the most amazing indoor basketball court with a wall of just covered with BYU players and moments. And anyway,
Mark Durant jersey.
It's not the jersey's not on there, but I made the wall only because I'm their friend. But I got to take you down there. It's one of the coolest BYU memorabilia stuff you'll ever see. Anyway, long story short, thanks to the Higbys and hit them straight, Stratton.
Already a competitive golfer, Stratton.
Incredible competitive golfer, one of the best her age in the state.
But I mean, she's got competition going on.
Yeah, she's on a golf team here, based out of Glenmore. Darcy Olson's the coach, and so they travel around and had a great opportunity to go down to Arizona and play and spend a few days playing golf in Arizona during the winter. That's not too shabby.
And then she does her high school golf as well, right?
Yeah, plays for Bingham High.
All right, hey, Trevin Nell.
Trevin Nell.
Trevin Nell, by the way, 999 points. And counting.
1 point, baby.
1 point away from the 1,000-point club. He gets to be the 54th member of BYU's 1,000-point club. We expect that to happen on Tuesday against Kansas. All right, let's thank the crew back at BYU Radio. We've got our studio host, Jason Shepard, coordinating producer, Terry South, control board operators and editors, James Finlayson, Maya Tippetts, and Kaylee Radford, BYU Radio engineering coordinator, Barry Squires. His name is Mark Durant. We thank the basketball communications directors for both BYU, Tyson Jex, and Kansas State, Tom Gilbert. Tom arranged our pregame interview with Coach Malagi. Appreciate that. And, of course, you heard Coach Young pre- and postgame, and Trey Stewart as our postgame interviewee as well. Shout-out goes to Kirsten Meredith alongside Tyson Jex. Kirsten helps us to get those postgame comments from the opposing coach, and we heard from Coach Jerome Tang of Kansas State tonight as part of our postgame coverage. So for all of those folks, my name is Greg Grubel. Thanking you for tuning in. Final score is BYU 80 and Kansas State 65. So in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Wow.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, as tonight the BYU Cougars open a two-game homestand with the first of the two Sunflower State teams in town. It's BYU home to K-State. BYU the rebound, cross-court Devin, low up to Kata. Lob, and Kata follows his miss and sticks it back for the 2-0 lead. Yegor found Kata on the slip. First attempt, no good, but he caught it off the window and stuck it right back up and in. Against Arizona on Tuesday from the arc. Richie to answer from three. Good. Richie Saunders knocks down the triple, the first three-pointer of the night for BYU. Richie Saunders gives BYU the 5-3 lead. Hawkins misses once and twice inside, and BYU grabs the rebound. Another driving lay-in for Trevin Nell. And it's a 9-3 BYU lead, a 7-0 Cougar spurt. Nell down the middle, right wing Yegor. Nice. Yegor gets right to the rim, two-hand hammer. Yegor Demon cleared for takeoff, elevates and gives BYU the 11-9 lead. And
just gets his own rebound.
Gets his own rebound, goes up with it, and misses, follows, and scores. So a look from the free throw line doesn't go. The follow tip doesn't go, but the follow tip goes. And BYU takes a 4-point lead, 14-10. Hussein Traore is checked in, hands off to Richie. Richie to Dawson Baker on the curl. Wow, what a beautiful shot. Pulls, fires, and scores. Dawson Baker with BYU's second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. And just like that, the Cougs have a game-high 7-point lead on a 6-0 run, 17-10. Hawkins tried to throw it in off of BYU Cougar. It's saved in by BYU. The lob up to Richie from Yegor, and he converts at the window. 19-10. The Cougs lead by a game-high 9. And what a finish off the assist from Yegor Demon. Driving kick by Yegor. Richie for 3. Got it. Now BYU's heating up from deep. 2 for the last 2 from distance. 22-12. BYU by 10 for the first time. Left corner 3. Richie in and out. Offensive rebound. Dallin Hall missed the stick back. Foose doesn't miss the stick back. Timeout Kansas State. BYU doubling up the Wildcats. 24-12. Runs the two-man game with Foose. Hall bounces to Foose. Foose little push jump hook and good. Hussein Traore has 4 off the bench early. And BYU back to a game-high 14-point lead. 28-14. Slow dribble out front, gets a screen, has Hawkins on the switch. Yegor terminates at 18, lobs it low to Kata. Kata collects, sees a double right at the rim, up and in, jump hook. Good patience from Kava. And Kata scores. He's got 7 here in the first half. Dallin Hall, baseline drive, gets right to the rim. That's what you got to do. He leans back and scores. Dallin Hall passed out of a couple of chances earlier, but he takes it right to the rim and ends the BYU scoring drought at 4.5-plus minutes. It's BYU by 14, ties the game-high lead, 34-20. He'll drive it from the 3, find an open Trey Stewart, drive and kick Richie for 3. Around and off, offensive rebound, Trey Stewart, reset to Saunders. Saunders baseline, drive it down! Richie Saunders throws it down! And the Cougs take an 18-point lead. Oh, Richie!
Yeah, that was bringing the thunder there from Saunders. Holy cow. And give the assist to Trey. That doesn't happen without Trey getting that rebound.
Dallin Hall with now 5 will drive, get right to the rim, hand off to Foose for the two-hand dunk. Perfectly executed. 40-22 BYU. Down to 6-5 for K-State. McDaniel to the top. McDaniel underhand scoop. A 3 by Jones. Blocked and no foul. And that will do it. Great end of the half for BYU. Great half for BYU. Yes, there was a scoring lull in there, but full credit to the Cougs with an 18-point halftime lead. Wow. But it's a steal for BYU. Mawood will drive it down the lane, run it to the rim, up and in. Wow, did BYU need that to calm the waters? Mawood Mag takes it right into the car wash and up to the rim. Up and in. Richie works from the left wing, still on the dribble, very active. Finds Dallin Hall between the rings. Hall playing with Demon on the bench. Swiping at the ball is Jones.
They got him.
Dallin lobs to Kiba! And he throws it down! The pick and roll hammer. Kava Kata gives BYU a 19-point lead, the game-high lead of 19. The Cougs have weathered the early storm from K-State here in the second half. 46-27, BYU by 19. Is it hammer time? Whoa. Yes! Dallin Hall, three-pointer left side! And the Cougs by 22! Dallin Hall drives the end line, reverse lay-in, good! Oh, Dallin Hall! Look what I found on the other side of the rim. Meantime, Gasson drives and dunks. He got behind the defense and answers. Boscovich at the free throw line. BYU needing a bucket in the worst way. Does Richie give it to him? Drive, reverse lay-in, yes, there it is. Richie Saunders, you ask for a mark, and he checks in and gets BYU back up 10. Yegor Bounces to Baker, drives it, could have gotten the three-point play call there. No, but a driving lay-in, a great cut to the hole by Baker, and the assist to Yegor. That's six assists for Demon, and BYU's up a dozen, 57-45. Demon right wing, right corner, Trey Stewart for three. Yes! Trey with a tray in the right corner, and the Cougs up 60-63-47. Baker. Oh, right at the rim. They went for the block, and he gets it to go. Dawson Baker squeezes it up and scores it to put the Cougs up 17-65-48. Nice. Dallin Hall finds his way free for a six-footer out front and makes it 67-49. So it was BYU by 18 at halftime. It's BYU by 18 in the closing stretch.
A really nice game for Dallin in this one.
Moskovich, quick step, and a euro to the rim. Bank and score from Mihailo. BYU back up 18. 69-51, under five to go. 20-second shot clock. Richie cut off beneath the hoop to the cutter, Mawut Mag. Mawut Mag beneath the basket, up and in. Mawut Mag with his second field goal. 2 for 2, 4 points for Mawut. BYU at 73. It's a 20-point lead, 73-53. Cougs have nearly equaled their game-high cushion. Guarded by Hawkins. Baker kicks in the corner. Yegor for three. Got it! It's an 80-point game for BYU, 80-65 on the Yegor three, down to 4 and 3, a running three, a miss the other way by C.J. Jones, and the Cougars win it to end a six-game K-State win streak. BYU 80 and K-State 65, our final score.